This place is disgusting. I feel dirty just being here.
All right. I've got one last thing I want you to see.
I think you're going to like this.
Is that a...
Yes.
It's a beer tree.
Honey, we're home.
Bud Light. Great taste for your great times.
Nothing quite like a beer straight from the tree.
Drop by MileHighMarket.com today and double the cash in your wallet. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day.
Less commercial interruption.
And more time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
Charles Victor Thompson is back in custody.
Convicted killer Charles Thompson, who slipped out of the Harris County Jail in Houston last week. KTRH reporter Carsley Williams tells us how the manhunt ended.
U.S. Marshals got a tip that he was at a liquor store. He was out front on a payphone, appeared to be intoxicated, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Department. When they approached him, they asked him what his name was, and he said, "You know who I am."
And police caught up with Thompson in Shreveport, Louisiana. What's not known is how he managed to break out using a false ID.
The arrest of Mr. Thompson is only a small part of the investigation, although it's the biggest part for us, but we have a lot of details that we still have to line out.
Steve Tiller with the U.S. Marshal's Office in Houston, near Evansville, Indiana. The search for tornado victims who could still be alive resumed at sunup less than an hour ago. That twister killed 22 people, 17 in one mobile home park.
People living in this Eastbrook mobile home park spoke of waking up with other people's children in their trailers. That's how everything was blown about in such a haphazard manner. The sheriff, Brad Ellsworth of Vandenberg County, spoke of people dying in his firefighters' arms, that they just couldn't get to the scene quickly enough and get debris off the people quickly enough to save them.
CBS's Cynthia Bowers says warning sirens did sound, but it was before dawn Sunday when the tornado hit. Most people were asleep and couldn't hear the sirens. Across France, it was the worst night of urban unrest so far. CBS News Paris correspondent Elaine Cobb.
Police were ambushed by youths firing birdshot. More than 1,400 cars were torched and several buildings attacked as rioting continued across France for the 11th straight night last night. Nearly 300 people were arrested, most of them teenagers. Hundreds of extra police have been brought in as the government vows to restore order.
A man beaten by a thug in a Paris suburb has become the first person to die. More than 1,000 demonstrators turned out in Los Angeles yesterday for a rally to protest a call by Iran's president to wipe Israel off the map. The price of gasoline is in free fall, down 23 cents in the past 2 weeks in Trilby Lundberg's latest Lundberg survey.
The lowest Seltzer regular average in our survey is Tulsa at $2.06, and the highest is Miami at $2.74.
The average price nationwide comes to $2.45 a gallon. That's just about where it was before Hurricane Katrina. A new study finds it's a case of monkey see, monkey do. 40% of the young people who try smoking get the idea from something they saw in the movies.
What our research shows is that children are particularly vulnerable to taking in the images, kind of imprinting them, and acting on them.
Dr. James Sargent worked on the study for the Dartmouth Medical School. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
The Medicine Shop Pharmacy, may I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have dialed the wrong number. You see, I'm filling out my Medicare prescription drug coverage enrollment form, and I have some questions.
Well, I can help.
Really?
Absolutely. As a Medicine Shop pharmacist, it's my pleasure to answer your questions about enrollment for Medicare prescription drug coverage. When you've got the right information, it's a lot easier than you might think. Just stop by, and I'll assist you in deciding on a plan that meets your needs.
Well, that's a real load off my mind.
Well, I'm here to help you in any way I can.
The Medicine Shop Pharmacy. Caring beyond prescriptions.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at heightmax.com.
Order today and grow taller with Height Max. Height Max is a subsidiary of Sunny Health Nutrition Technology.
Almost 2 years after the abduction of an 11-year-old Florida girl was caught on a car wash surveillance tape, the man accused of the kidnap killing is going on trial in Sarasota. CBS's Gordon Bird has the story.
Acquaintances who saw the video and news reports identified the man in coveralls seen grabbing Carly Brucia as 39-year-old Joseph Smith. Prosecutors will make that video an important part of their case against the former auto mechanic after a defense attempt to keep it out of the trial was turned away. Smith allegedly gave details of the murder to his mother and brother, who will be called as witnesses.
Smith could get the death sentence if he's convicted of murder. Former Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori has been arrested in Santiago, Chile. Fujimori is wanted back home on corruption charges and for allegedly supporting a paramilitary death squad. The week-long Philadelphia transit strike is over. The two sides announced a tentative agreement early this morning. Train, trolley, and bus operators could be back at work in time for the evening rush hour. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
This is your Vanguard Insight on
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, so far, we're off to a pretty good start on the roadway, C-470, I-25, and 6th Avenue. They're all check and clear at the moment. Also trouble-free on 225 and I-70. Now, looking at Boulder Street, Spurway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, still pretty quiet. And we're pushing top speeds in both directions of the Turnpike, through Broomfield, and Westminster. Now, checking out the forecast, mostly sunny today with clouds rolling.
Track tonight on Roush Racing Driver X, followed by an all-new Monster Garage and the American Chopper Europe Special, tonight on Discovery.
AM 760.
The Party of Personal Responsibility wants to blame Democrats for not being accountable, for not being ethical. Did the Democrats expose a CIA agent, or were they the only ones who thought compromising national security was a huge deal? Even Nixon's Watergate scandal didn't give away CIA operatives.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
By Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood. One source for America's contention that Saddam Hussein had chemical and biological weapons was a captured Al-Qaeda operative who had already been called a liar in at least one Defense Intelligence Agency document. Abdel Bari Atwan, the editor-in-chief of the Arab newspaper Al-Qud, thinks this proves the administration had already made up its mind to attack Iraq.
They were looking for reasons. They were looking for, actually, justifications to fill this decision to the American public opinion, to the international public opinion.
But Patrick Clausen, director of research for the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says a lot of valuable intelligence is like that.
I would suspect that almost any human source of intelligence is going to be deemed not credible by at least some of the people who look at the material.
More after this for Hostway.com. If, like most entrepreneurs, you've dreamed of launching your own online store, yet you've always held back because of the prospect of creating an e-commerce website seems so daunting, HostwayBusiness.com is here to say it doesn't have to be. They'll design and launch your online store or redesign your existing store for as little as $399. Visit HostwayBusiness.com now to learn how your online store can be up and running in time for the holiday rush. Make your e-commerce dreams a reality. Let HostwayBusiness.com get started on your online store today.
The Medicine Shop Pharmacy, may I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have dialed the wrong number. You see, I'm filling out my Medicare prescription drug coverage enrollment form, and I have some questions.
Well, I can help.
Really?
Absolutely. As a Medicine Shop pharmacist, it's my pleasure to answer your questions about enrollment for Medicare prescription drug coverage. When you've got the right information, it's a lot easier than you might think. Just stop by, and I'll assist you in deciding on a plan that meets your needs.
Well, that's a real load off my mind.
Well, I'm here to help you in any way I can.
The Medicine Shop Pharmacy. Caring beyond prescriptions.
Arab newspaper editor Abdul Bari Atwan thinks the fact that the Bush administration listened to a captured Al-Qaeda operative who had already been caught lying proves Washington's intentions.
The intention was there. The decision to go to war was there. And after that, they had to actually put more flesh on the skeleton of this decision, and they managed to do so.
But Patrick Clausen says there was other evidence about Al-Qaeda and unconventional weapons found in Afghanistan.
In the context of some physical evidence showing that they had been interested in doing this, a human intelligence source that says, comes along and says, yep, that's what Al-Qaeda was doing, is going to be regarded as more plausible.
We hear what we want to hear, says Atwan, and that's what Washington wanted to hear.
The American administration wanted this kind of testimony in order to support its aim to attack Iraq.
It's not that simple, says Clausen.
Just because some people think someone's a liar, that doesn't mean that therefore you should stop listening to this guy at all.
The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, it's Carol again from Life Quotes with an important life insurance announcement. If you have elevated cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and other illnesses, we want you to know that life insurance rates have never been lower than they are right now. We know because we track the rates of over 60 leading life insurance companies. To request a free price comparison report, call 1-800-640-LIFE. That's 1-800-640-LIFE or visit us online at lifequotes.com.
The Osgood File, November 7th, 2005. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6. Partly cloudy today, a high near 68. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hope you had a good weekend. I hope you survived the weekend. I certainly did. It was a unique Friday having come in and done this show and then turned around on Friday afternoon and did the Ed Schultz show. And we thank Ed for letting me sit in. And we're going to hear from Ed this morning sometime after 8 o'clock. He's got some news for us. So we'll have Ed on the program. And I hope everything's going well with you this morning. There's a story this morning that I don't know if we want to talk about this or not, but I got to read it because it's just so absurd. It's so in line with just everything we hear about what's going on in Iraq. 303-713-7600 if you care to comment on this, and I don't know what the comment on this would be other than to groan and sigh and say, well, you know, doesn't it just figure? Zaid Katten is the guy's name, was a Polish-Iraqi used car dealer with no weapons dealing experience until the U.S. authorities turned him into one of the most powerful men in Iraq last year. The chief procurement for the defense ministry responsible for equipping the fledgling Iraqi army. This guy bought weapons and all kinds of stuff using our money for the Iraqi army, for the fledgling Iraqi army, and he had no experience in doing this kind of work. He was a former used car dealer. As U.S. advisors looked on, Katten embarked on a massive spending spree, paying hundreds of millions of dollars in Iraqi funds for secret no-bid contracts. This is according to interviews with more than a dozen senior American coalition and Iraqi officials and documents obtained by the Los Angeles Times. The money flowed often in bricks of cash through the hands of middlemen who were friends of Katten and took a percentage of the proceeds. Although much of the material purchased has proved useful, U.S. advisors said the contracts also paid for the equipment that was shoddy, overpriced, and never delivered. And I shouldn't be laughing. I really shouldn't. The questionable purchases, including aging Russian helicopters and underpowered Polish transport vehicles, have slowed the development of the Iraqi army and hindered its ability to replace American troops. This is according to U.S. and Iraqi officials. And this guy, Katten, is now facing corruption charges leveled by the Iraqi Ministry of Justice. Now, how does this guy get in this position? I mean, it's just one misstep after another. According to Katten, before I sold water, flowers, shoes, and cars, but no weapons. This is according to Katten, who signed most of the 89 military contracts worth nearly $1.3 billion to equip the Iraqi security forces. According to the documents, we don't know anything about weapons. Oh, man, can you imagine that? And this administration is rife with this kind of stuff. I mentioned it to a caller on Friday. Harry Tomlinson, who is the head of PBS, the Voice of America, and some other broadcast entities, some of them Arab television that we have on to compete with Al Jazeera, and some Arabic radio, and where we broadcast just around the world. He had to resign his board position and is being investigated. Now, he's another guy who has political connections to Karl Rove. See, it just never stops. It never stops with this administration. They put their friends in these positions, whether they're qualified or not, and their friends can't control themselves. So they're always getting themselves in trouble in one way or another, and now all of a sudden it's starting to come out. Now, this guy Tomlinson was supposed to monitor, or wanted to monitor, the political content of PBS, including Bill Moyer's Now show. So what ends up happening is Tomlinson goes out and he hires some guy to tape all these programs and analyze it, and it's unauthorized employment on the part of Tomlinson and PBS, so he's being investigated for that and some other matters. And that story showed up on Friday, and then more of it showed up on Saturday in the New York Times. So this administration never stops. Gee, I think I'd have some good news this morning, wouldn't you? It's 6:14, 14 minutes after 6. But it just keeps going. It just keeps going. And the president today is in Panama. So as all of this swirls around him in Washington, with his negative poll numbers and the CIA leakgate case refusing to die and go away, and the popularity polls down to 37%, some of them down to 35%. There's a Zogby poll out that indicates a majority of Americans believe that the president should be impeached if he lied about the war in Iraq. So you got all these negative poll numbers about people not trusting him, and he's down in Panama, trying to stay away from the United States. All right, you want to comment on any of this? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. I know it's 6:15, 15 minutes after 6. It's early in the morning. Good morning, though, and it's good to have you along. I got a couple other questions on ask this morning. And one of these questions, I almost feel like I should spend a couple hours on it this morning, because it came up over the weekend on the talking shows. And it's something that's been bothering me for a while, and I thought about bringing it to you and see what you have to say about it. 303-713-7600, 616, 16 minutes after 6. Cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And they've got virtually every kind of car for every person. So the thing is, when you go there, you can compare the automobiles, you can see what it is you want, you can find something that makes you happy. And that's what the people at Rockies are dedicated to doing. They're just not there to try to sell you a car. They're there to make sure that you get what you really want. And every vehicle is emissions tested and is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, the people at Rockies will also show you Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know about the automobile you're about ready to buy. So get out there and see Marv Alshear and Darla and just all the great people at the Rockies, Colby, in the Tower of Power. Check them out. Go see them. They're good people. And you know what? You'll have a great experience. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Oh, and by the way, you can check them out online at Rockies Autos. Put an S after auto. RockiesAutos.com, or just drop on by there.
1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. Partly cloudy, a high near 68 today. By the way, that poll I quoted you, there's a new poll of likely Zogby Internet. There's a new poll of likely voters by Zogby International, and they found that a majority of Americans support Congress considering impeachment of President Bush if he did not tell the truth about his reasons for going to war in Iraq. This is from the website Raw Story. The poll to be released this afternoon finds that 51%, so it was released on Friday, finds that 51% of likely voters want Congress to die impeachment, while 45% do not. And it was commissioned by AfterDowningStreet.org, a coalition of progressive groups seeking a congressional investigation of the events leading up to the war in Iraq. Among all adults surveyed, the numbers were higher. 53% supported impeachment, while 42% did not. The poll, which has a plus or minus 2.9% margin of error, interviewed 1,200 U.S. adults from October the 29th through November the 2nd. Not surprisingly, Democrats supported the consideration of impeachment by a broad margin, 76%, while Republicans opposed it, 66%. However, 29% of Republicans told Zogby pollsters that they support Congress examining impeachment over Iraq. How about that? So I wonder if the president reads that down in Panama. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I think we need to look a little more to the future rather than, I think Bush, you know, hey, if Clinton was impeached for him lying, then Bush needs to be impeached also. And I think what Bush did is far worse than anything President Clinton did. But beyond that, I think we need to look at our senators and our congressmen. We need to look Democrat and Republican. if they don't support an immediate withdrawal with the UN going in and taking over without us, then I think they need to be removed from office and not reelected.
Well, you know, this is funny you should bring this up, because this leads into something that I wanted to talk about here, and I might as well get into it now. You know, over the weekend, and you hear this argument a lot, you hear this in the talking head shows, well, that the Democrats supported the war, and that Hillary Clinton is used as a prime example, that she still stands by her vote to go to war, and she wants to see more troops put in there, not less, and that people like John Kerry supported the war, and Bill Clinton acknowledged that, said that Saddam Hussein was dangerous, but felt the containment, that they had him contained, and that his ability to engage in getting new weapons was pretty much downgraded, but he did make statements that he thought that Saddam Hussein would, if he could buy a nuclear weapon, he would do it. So how do Democrats now stand up and oppose the war, stand up and say that the intelligence was manipulated, even though, granted, they don't see the same intelligence that the White House sees, but how do they stand up and do this?
See, I think that they saw the exact same intelligence, because I know Bush brought a lot of those senators in, showed them the evidence, told them what they had, and told them what he was going to do, and they didn't say anything. They supported it. So I think they went along with the intelligence that Bush had. This is the cynic in me, but I don't think Bush hit anything. I think he may have been given bad intelligence, but I think both Bush and the senators should have questioned that intelligence to make sure it's accurate. But you're right. My fear is that a lot of our Democrats, and even some of the Republicans that are anti-war, they're going to, or pro-war right now, when it comes election time, they're going to say, well, I'm against it, and we shouldn't be there, and the public is going to forget how they have stood for the last 4 years.
Well, I
think they need to be taken out of office and not put back in. We need to get Democrats that, like I said, want an immediate withdrawal. Let the UN go in and try to fix whatever it is,
Well, I have to disagree with you about the intelligence. I mean, there's an article today, it was in the New York Times yesterday, and it's in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, a little abbreviated part of it, though. In the New York Times, it was a longer article. A government document raises doubts about the allegations that an al-Qaeda members received training for biological and chemical weapons in Iraq. Talks about how they had captured this high-ranking al-Qaeda member, and he told them that Iraq and al-Qaeda had colluded. This document comes from February 2002. But then the Defense Intelligence Agency concluded that the guy was lying, okay? Concluded that the guy was not telling the truth, but the administration took the information and ran with it anyway.
Yeah, see, but the thing is, we know this now, Granted, hindsight's always 20/20, but we know this now, and there are still Democrats out there that are standing behind their vote and think we should be there, like Hillary Clinton, that thinks we should send more troops. And I couldn't disagree more. We need to pull out. We need to let the UN go in. I talked to you before about this. Yeah, the UN has pretty much failed and everything else, but they need to keep trying. And I really don't care, but we shouldn't be there. I'm also the one that told you I'm not going to miss the Kurds.
I remember that. That's kind of, I still think it's one of the coldest statements any caller's ever made to me.
No, because are you saying we should have sent troops in there to help them?
To what, to help with the gassing of the Kurds?
Yeah.
I think we should have never sold Saddam Hussein the stuff to do it in the first place, and I question about Donald Rumsfeld, having his picture taken, shaking Saddam Hussein's hand, and that Saddam Hussein was okay, and that Iraq was okay when they were battling Iran. That was just absolutely fine. Then all of a sudden we turn on a dime against Saddam Hussein, and suddenly he's as bad as Hitler and blah, 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 and we're off after him. I mean, this is a classic example of how this country operates a lot of the time.
And I agree, and I think it's both sides of the table that do that. And like I said, we should not be there. There is no reason for us to be there. Let those people do whatever it is that they're going to do to sort out their own problems. Yeah, we know Iraq went into Kuwait. Well, let them deal with it. Let the Arab League deal with it. It's not our problem. We need to be out of there. I truly believe that. We have no business being there regardless of what happened.
All right, Joe. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
No problem.
Okay. Have a good day. Let's go to Molly in Denver. Molly, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi, Molly.
Hi. Hey, I wanted to call in last week when that guy Joe called in. You know, I just hate to be associated with Democrats like that say things like, you know, who's going to miss the Kurds and things like that. I mean, we're involved in a war that I'm embarrassed to be involved in. And to say things like that on top of it is just disgusting to me.
It's a little weird. I agree. Well, Joe knows. Joe knows. I mean, I called him out on it, that I thought it was a little over the top, to say the least, and it's not something I would ever think. But, you know, the central question remains once again, how do Democrats object to the war? How do Democrats make the case that intelligence, that the country was deceived when they themselves went along with it, the majority of them?
Right, and I completely agree with the fact that I think we have no business being there. However, you know, the ones that voted for it, they need to face it, and they need to say, look, I either had bad intelligence or I got caught up in the patriotism that was going on at that time or whatever the situation was, and just say, but you know what, we know better now, we have better information, and we need to move forward with that information rather than this stay the course, you know, that's obviously not accomplishing anything.
Yeah, the only Democrat I've heard say that had I known then what I know now, I wouldn't have voted for the war, and that was Dianne Feinstein of California.
Yeah, and to me that's a forgivable stance. I mean, you always have to make your decisions based on what you know at the time, and then, you know, you adjust once you know better. And for whatever reason, W doesn't want to do that. He can't admit any error at any time, and he'd rather just continue to do what's clearly a huge mistake than, you know, step back and try to reassess.
Yeah, it's kind of like he's stuck in some kind of weird rudderless drift with no plan on how to get us out, or even, you know, it's like he's in Latin America hiding out trying to duck all the flack he's getting.
Right, and he'd rather, you know, take this country down a path of destruction than admit a mistake.
Yep, you know what? You're right about that. Hey, Molly, thanks. Great call.
Sure, thank you.
Okay. It's coming up on 6:30 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. All right, how did the Democrats jump on the administration and make their case that intelligence was manipulated when they themselves voted for this, and many of them refused to back down from their vote? Many of them refused to change their mind, even knowing now what we all know. Were they sold a bill of goods by the administration like the rest of us? Now, some Democrats voted no. Some voted against the war. But the majority of them voted for it. So can they now make a coherent case, a credible case, that the Bush administration manipulated the intelligence and that they were wrong in going into Iraq when they themselves endorsed it? 303-7600. I got four open lines, and we'll take more of your calls coming up here. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic.
Thanks, Jay. The trouble spot right now, it's southbound on Santa, right into the Tech Center, and checking out Boulder Street's Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. They are all picking up a little bit. Denver bound on the Turnpike, slow from Federal over to Pecos. And looking at the forecast, that's
same Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep. Family owned and doing it right. Johnson Auto Plaza, Highway 85, just north of E-470, or Johnson.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spokes Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column and Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6 meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, hey, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Maintain that the president and that the White House working group and the Dick Cheney and the others saw intelligence that was far different than what the majority of the Senate saw. And that the majority of the House, but how do you make that case? And then you have some Democrats like Hillary Clinton who stand by their vote and still think going in there was the right thing to do. Christine in Aurora. Christine, thanks for hanging on. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I was thinking about all of that, and I think that the Democrats feel like they're in a hard spot, you know, between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
Because they saw what happened to Kerry during the election with the whole flip-flopper thing. And I think that's got them a little afraid to see what the Republicans will say. But, you know, our country is one of the big countries, and when our people do something wrong and they say they're sorry, you know, we're right there to forgive them and bring them back into the fold. And Hillary Clinton, above all the other senators, should know that with what happened with Clinton. I mean, the Democrats still love Clinton. There are still Republicans out there who love Clinton. He said he was sorry. He moved on. And they just need to suck it up and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I was misled. And the Democrats will, the rest of us out here will go, okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Thank you. And
you
they can
so?
Move on. Yeah, I think so. I think that if they honestly admit that they're sorry, that they made a mistake, that they had bad intelligence. And I think that's one reason why they need to push to have, you know, stage two of the investigation go through, because then they can really pinpoint exactly where the intelligence went wrong, you know, where it was manipulated. And until they do that, they don't really have a leg to stand on, I mean, as far as the Republicans are concerned.
Yeah, I'd like to know once and for all, and I've only heard what people have said, but I'd like to know once and for all. Because I know it's impossible that everybody could have seen the same intelligence.
Yeah. And it's like the White House would have full access to everything that's out there because he's the boss. And the senators and congresspeople, maybe not so much. But where did it get filtered? Where did it get twisted? And I'm sure it had to have gotten twisted at the White House. I mean, I think we all probably just assume that. All of us being the Democrats, I can't say so much for the Republicans, but
I think there's some Republicans who believe that.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to say. If you look at the Republicans, you look at the approval rating of George Bush, you know that there are Republicans out there going, I think you twisted the intelligence. So I think that report is important. I think that's why they need to do that investigation, but, you know, we'll see.
All right, Christine, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I think that Christine's right on in saying that a turn is socially acceptable. In fact, I think we're looking for a turning point. And I think that having the truth come out about going to war on a bunch of lies is a perfect turning point. The thing I wonder about with a Democratic leadership, I think that people like Hillary Clinton and others who are saying that we should have gone in there and we should have put more troops in are kind of operating on a more of that nation-building kind of thing. I think that Republicans and Democrats both, deep in the leadership for years, have had their eye on the energy over there as a national security interest. And I think it's hard for them to change their own minds about being in there when they've perceived it as kind of a goal themselves for a long time.
Well, you know, some of them, like John Kerry is a good example, but there's others, they not only voted for the war, they stood up and made speeches about how Saddam Hussein was dangerous, about how he was going to, come after the United States. I'm paraphrasing in all of this.
Well,
and I'd really like to sit down and ask some of them. I'd like to sit down and ask John Kerry, why did you make that speech? And if you did, where did you get the intelligence that you based that decision on? Where did that come from?
Yeah, I think the only difference between the intelligence that the Congress got and the intelligence the White House got was that the White House could see that it was just a complete void and a fabrication of lies on the other side, and everyone else just kind of got what they wanted them to get. That's the only difference to me.
Yeah, I'd like to know more. I'd really like to know more about that. Hey, Steve, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. All right. So 6:40, 20 minutes in front of 7. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. And, is there anybody here who's willing to call up and say that in the very beginning of this whole thing, that you believe the intelligence that was out there, that you thought Saddam Hussein was a threat, and that you believe what you were being sold? Because I think we all agree now that the country was sold a bill of goods. But is there anybody out there who would want to call up and say, hey, you know what? I believed it for about 10 seconds. I believed that it was true. And I got burned. Is there anybody who wants to go along with that? Because there's got to be some of you out there who felt that way. It couldn't have not only been people in the Democratic Party, with the exception of people like Howard Dean, but I'm talking about senators and congressmen. Now, Mark Udall voted against the war. There are some who did vote against the war. But I'm asking if any of you believed what was being sold in this country in a prelude to the whole invasion of Iraq. 303-713-7600. I got a couple of... And the larger question here on the table is, can the Democrats make a case that the war in Iraq was wrong when they themselves endorsed it? Many of them.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Quality. Value. Design. Innovation. Customer satisfaction. Strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
R. GM certified? No worries.
Good night, so I'm used to it.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So, what do you think?
What do I think about the OC?
Yeah. What do you think about the Democrats trying to make the case against the war and intelligence when they themselves voted for it?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I don't pay attention.
All right,
to
Brittany. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
That's what staying up all night will do to you. Eric in Littleton. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Eric.
What was that about?
Probably either a wrong number or gets on the phone and then freezes up.
Oh.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully I won't freeze up.
I don't think you will.
You're some intelligent callers, I have to say, Caroline and the gentleman after her. I have a couple of factors I want to throw into the equation that I don't think taken into consideration frequently enough. First, I'd say that this issue of what the Democrats should do is very analogous to the entire debate that's going on, especially online, Talking Points Memo and other places, between the liberal hawks and doves. And people like George Packer, The New Yorker, all these liberal hawks who were for the invasion and are now going out of their way to admit they were wrong or whatever. This is a big battle online, so I think it's very similar to the situation that you're discussing this morning. The two factors that I wanted to bring into it were, first of all, I kind of disagree with couching the question as voting for the war. And if it sounds like I'm defending the Democrats that voted for this, then I guess I am half-heartedly, because I read that resolution, not recently, but I've read it before, and it was perfectly written resolution and perfectly justifiable. And I asked myself, when I read that, if Bill Clinton were president, and that was the resolution that was written by him and his national security team, I would have voted for it, and I'm a dove. It had enough caveats, it had enough conditions that had to be met before even considering an invasion of Iraq. Now, of course, what we didn't know at the time was that the Bushes had absolutely no intention of following through with the resolution. They were planning on going from day one. And for that, I blame the Democrats for not being more savvy. But I don't blame them for voting for that resolution, which I think was perfectly written. And the second thing is...
But the other thing is they voted to authorize the money to go do it, too.
Well, sure.
I mean, there was never, and there was never any debate. There was never any debate of any kind in the Senate or in the House about what we were about ready to do.
Well, I agree with that. You know, and believe me, there's enough faults with the Democrats for that. But as far as the resolution itself, you know, if Saddam Hussein doesn't allow inspectors, blah blah blah. If blah 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 blah, there was like four or five ifs in there. I think it was perfectly legitimate to write it that way and to say. Well, I didn't believe it because I never believed Bush from day one he took the office. But and that brings me to my second point, which is people like Hillary Clinton and the Democratic establishment, you have to remember back then they were all listening to these exact same liberal hawks. And especially and in particular, the guy who was on the Clinton security team at one point, or I think he was on the CIA, Kenneth Pollack. He was on all the talk shows. He was at the forefront of the liberal hawks. Rationale for supporting the invasion. And, you know, subsequently, you don't see him on TV very much anymore, but he was on all the talking shows, and he was the guy that all the Democrats were saying, well, if Kenneth Pollack believes it, then we know there's something to it, if he was as far from being a Bushy as possible. But so I'm just trying to put a little bit of context into what was going on at the time. But I do think that the resolution itself was written in a way that any clear-thinking person would say, yeah, this makes sense, you know, not knowing at the time that the Bushies never had any intention of keeping to that deal.
But I still go, you know, and that very well may be true. I haven't read it in a couple of years now, but I still go back to the fact that there was never any debate, that there was never any cross-examination, that everybody just not, and they not only stood up and accepted it, but they stood up and made speeches about it, and now these speeches are coming back to haunt them. I mean, Ted Kennedy was on Meet the Press Sunday, and they were talking about the war. He was talking about the war with Tim Russert, and Russert ran a quote, a damning quote by John Kerry about being in support of going into Iraq, and Kennedy really didn't have an answer. I mean, he just kind of tried to change the subject.
Yeah, I think I sort of caught the tail end of that quote.
I mean, why don't they just step forward and say, well... You know, as Christine said, I mean, that was then, this is now, like Dianne Feinstein did. Well, we were given the wrong information. This thing was sold to us. And had I known then what I know now, I never would have voted to go along with this.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Because what would happen if Democrats did that?
I think their approval ratings would go up. If they came back and said exactly what you just said, what Dianne Feinstein said, I think more people would respect them. You know? But I was just trying to put into context at the time that I think, and I'm not justifying it because I was never for this invasion. I saw through this. Maybe I hang around too many of these liberal bloggers. I don't know. But I saw through this from day one that these people had no intention of letting the inspectors go in and doing anything other than invading ourselves. But I think there is a little more context to their position. But I agree, they should come out and say, listen, we were lied to, we were given faulty intelligence, and they didn't let the inspectors back in like the resolution said. And if they did, they would have found nothing, and we would not have invaded. I mean, there's clearly a good answer, a good response, but yeah, they're not good at elaborating on it.
No, there's something about it. Won't let them do it. Hey, thank you, man. Great call.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, there's something about the Democrats that won't let them do this. Why? And there's nobody really you can ask. I mean, at least we could get on here and ask. I mean, because if you get on Mark Udall, who always comes on the program, he says he voted against the war. So he wouldn't be a good example. We could try to get Diana to get. I believe she voted against it too. There's no one really to sit down and go, okay, you know, why, if you know now that the intelligence is wrong, why are you still continuing to be quiet about it, or quiet about your support about the war in Iraq, not necessarily quiet about it, and doesn't that give you a credibility problem? Let's go to Patty in Denver. Patty, you're on AM 760.
I was one of those people who was against the war before the invasion for a number of reasons. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
okay.
Listening.
I went onto the net and found out some information about Iraq's strength, for instance. I got that from James, the famous James fighting ships, fighting aircraft. That's
right,
that side.
Right.
Very good information that showed that Iraq had almost nothing. Secondly, it needs delivery systems. The best it had were old Scud missiles. And you might remember that we actually killed more of our own troops during the first Gulf War with our Patriot missiles than the Scuds ever did to us.
Yeah, the Scuds basically are ineffective.
Think about the anthrax. We used weaponized. Somebody used weaponized anthrax on people on the East Coast. There was no epidemic. It didn't spread. To spread bacterial weapons is incredibly difficult. Some years ago, some idiots, some cult, released sarin nerve gas in Tokyo subways. They killed, I think, 12 people. Admittedly, they injured thousands. But there were no weapons of mass destruction. The only weapon of mass destruction on the planet are nuclear weapons. Forget biological, forget chemical. Without delivery systems, those are not weapons of mass destruction.
Well, they were making that case, though, that Saddam was trying to develop that.
But the nuclear
case. And in some cases, the administration made the case that he had it.
The nuclear case was the weakest of all. I mean, we had weapons inspectors like Scott Ritter, who spent years in Iraq destroying what Iraq had. And, of course, finally, and I think the Democrats were just as bad as the Republicans in this, and I've said this to you once on this show before, we've never yet heard from anybody as to why they didn't let the weapons inspectors complete their job. You know, Bush didn't have to invade. There was no excuse for the invasion, and the Democrats that did it stood up to the invasion. I think they did so because they thought they'd get political points, not out of principle.
You know what? Unfortunately, I think you're right.
Yep.
I mean, I hate to be sitting on here, bashing a party I'm a member of, but consider myself to be a member of, for better or for worse, because there is no place else to go, and I have a high belief in Howard Dean. But you know what? I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, what do you say? And how do these people turn around then and say to the rest of the country, without a mea culpa, how do they turn around and attack the administration? The only thing they can attack the administration for, it seems to me, and I think it'd be a valid attack, would be, well, you know what? We're there, and you have no idea how to get us out.
Yeah. I think they've just got to say, well, hell, we screwed up big time. We're terribly sorry, and when we get back into power, we're not going to do that sort of stuff again. Hopefully. Oh, one final comment is we don't hear very much about Dick Cheney's Energy Group these days, but I'd be very interested to know what are in those secret committee papers, which he won't release.
Oh, yeah. You know why we don't hear much about it? It's because he prevailed in court.
Yes, I know. But there are a lot of rumors about Iraq being divided up amongst the oil companies during that meeting. And
yep.
If so, then there's a prime case that they wanted to go to war long, long before any of this weapons of mass destruction stuff started.
Yeah, Cheney's a twisted guy. Right now he's trying to argue against that McCain bill about torture. And you know something? I'd like to ask this question next hour. Why is it that all of these people in the administration are basically chicken hawks? Why are they so hawkish?
I think it's because of their corporate buddies. you know, the more bombs General Electric can make and drop in Iraq, the bigger their profit margins and the better Halliburton's profit margins are as well.
Yeah, I think you may be right about that. Okay.
There's not a lot of patriotism in killing 100,000 Iraqis and 2,000 U.S. troops over oil.
No, you're right about that. Hey, I appreciate the call, man.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good one. All right, 303-713-7600. I got one line open. You know, because if you look at Dick Cheney, he never served in the military. I don't think Paul Wolfowitz served in the military. I don't think Karl Rove served in the military. I don't think any of these people served in the military. And Bush's military commitment is questionable. But yet they're all gung-ho. And Cheney's making this absurd argument that the CIA should have the right to torture the prisoners that they capture, even though he wants to try to, try to assert, or Alberto Gonzalez tries to assert, that it's legal of what's going on. Well, you know, if that's the case, then why is all this stuff kept secret? Why are these bases kept secret? See, I just, you know, man, I'm looking for something here, I guess, is what I'm saying. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for the Democrats to do something. I'm looking for something to happen. Because I'm tired of reading about the casualties in the newspaper. And I'm sick and tired of this administration. I mean, this president is like down in Panama, you know, avoiding what the heat that's going on in Washington. And let's confront these things and get them taken care of. All right, if you're on the line, hang on. I got John and Aurora, Jeff in Chicago, Jeff in Summit County.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, hey, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and photo show are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spokes Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. With Tom Martino, referral member.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
A woman in agony as she's pulled from the tornado rubble near Evansville, Indiana. This Sunday morning, Twister killed 22 people, injured 200 others. Live to CBS's Jim Prasula.
As search and rescue efforts resume, tornado survivors are left to pick through shattered homes to try and figure out where to go, what to do.
The shock hasn't hit me yet. The devastation hasn't hit me yet, but thank you, God. My kids are okay. I'm okay.
Rain and possible severe storms are predicted here again tonight. CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers is at the hard-hit Eastbrook Mobile Home Park.
Nearly half of the 350 mobile homes in this one neighborhood were damaged or destroyed.
We have trailers that are two or three streets over from where they started, and you have multiple trailers on top of trailers, so it's just an unbelievable situation.
And an emotional one for Governor Mitch Daniels, who, describing the situation as random and brutal, nearly broke down.
Most of the victims were sleeping at the time, didn't hear the tornado warning sirens. He was smart enough to break out of jail in Houston, but a convicted killer didn't have the smarts to avoid the police for very long. Houston Sheriff's Lieutenant John Martin says the law caught up with Charles Thompson last night in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Officers approached him, asked him for his name. His response was, "You know who I am." They asked him for his name again, and he said Charles Victor Thompson. He was taken into custody without incident.
Thompson broke out after slipping his cuffs, changing out of a prison jumpsuit, and flashing a false ID. The 11th night of riots across France, the worst so far, and today that rioting claimed its first victim.
The man was trying to put out a fire in a trash can over the weekend when he was attacked and brutally beaten by youths. He went into a coma and never recovered. His was the first death in the rioting, but as the violence around the country escalates, the authorities are counting more serious injuries among victims. Now other European countries are worried too. What looks like copycat car burnings have taken place in Berlin and Brussels.
CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris. Here at home, it's a ticking time bomb that could affect some 2 million young people. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
The Journal Pediatrics calls it pre-diabetes, high blood sugar levels linked with obesity and a lack of exercise, suggesting that when those teenagers get older, they'll likely develop type 2 diabetes. Dr. Alan Spiegel, diabetes expert at the National Institutes of Health, tells CBS News that if doctors give advice to parents on nutrition and exercise,
people will follow it and avoid the obesity that then leads to diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
In Philadelphia, a week-long strike against the agency that runs the city's buses, trains, and trolleys is over. Union leader Jeff Brooks.
We've made strides, and so did SEPTA. And we're pleased with this agreement.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up about 3.5 points. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. In this surly to bed and surly to rise world, it's nice to find a group of people who love what they do. The accountants at Grant Thornton are just such people. It's their passion for what they do, their expertise and partner involvement, that have made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Visit grantthornton.com. It just might brighten your day, too. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on the radio on the Osgood File.
Not since butter and popcorn has there been a combination that rocked the very foundations of entertainment. Until today. Because at CompUSA, we get that combining the latest Sysnet computers with Intel Pentium 4 processors redefined the way you watch TV, listen to MP3s, and blow up zombies. Come get it for yourself. Sysnet computers with Intel Pentium 4 processors.
FedEx shipping is now available at area Walgreens stores. Ship your FedEx packages at the kiosk near the photo center.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We do have a couple issues tied up to drive right now. Eastbound I-270, jam solid from I-76. That's because of a stall in the left lane and shoulder just past York, adding to those backups. Now, if you have an injury accident, now shut down. Southbound Santa Fe at Dartmouth, the HOV lane for northbound Santa Fe is also blocked with emergency crews. We're seeing a tough ride there. And southbound I-25. Seeing the usual slowing from 104th down to the turnpike. Then things break free, but still a little busy for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Now around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, they're all busy. And Denverbound on the turnpike, we're looking at brake lights from Federal over to Pecos. Checking the forecast, mostly sunny today with clouds rolling in.
We'll hit the track tonight on Roush Racing Driver X, followed by an all-new Monster Garage and the American Chopper Europe Special. Tonight on Discovery.
4G. 2 game, 1 night. Get for a night of college basketball
at the Pepsi Center.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on November 26th for Attitude versus Altitude at the inaugural Colorado Classic. This doubleheader.
100-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's partly cloudy, high near 68. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Brandon Wheeler of Lone Tree. Brandon Wheeler of Lone Tree, this hour's $1,000 name. Cast just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. We start talking last hour, and I'm carrying it over to this hour, about how do the Democrats make a case against war and against intelligence manipulation when they themselves, many of them, voted to go into Iraq. And then you've got people like Hillary Clinton who stand by their vote. How do they pounce on the Republicans? Now, guys like Howard Dean can do it, and they, you know, there's no problem because he was against the war. There are Democrats out there that are against the war. There's also the Dianne Feinstein approach, in which she stood up and said, had I known then what I know now, I never would have voted for it. And there was very little debate. And many of us bought what was being sold us, at least for a time. I know I did. Maybe it was the post-9/11 atmosphere or the extremely right-wing radio station I was working at. But I bought it for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Then became suspicious when things began to leak out. 303-713-7600, two lines up.
So much to the point that I even changed my political affiliation. I was a Republican up until this happened. I voted for Bush the first year, or the first term. Second term, really didn't vote for him at all. So, on that note, John Kerry recently, and you'll have to check, verify this, but John Kerry has made a speech at Georgetown University, I think.
Yeah, he did.
In that speech, he reverses himself and says, you know, the information we had at the time, we thought we were doing the right thing. And right now is not the time to stay the course and continue on this path. And me and my wife have the same debate, and I say, well, because she thinks that we can't pull anybody out right now because that would be bad. And I say, well, we need to see some guide or some milestones happen before we can just pull immediately out. And it's the same thing that John Kerry said.
Yeah, we need to see. Well, for instance, I mean, here's something that everybody points to. They point to the election that's coming up here and whether politically the country can hold together until the election in December. But you can have an elected government and still have an insurgency that's raging like wildfire.
True.
I'm not sure if that approach is wishful thinking or if that approach really will work.
Well, I think that as we've seen, you know, the Constitution come into formation, we should start pulling more and more people out. We should have very little, if any, just a helpful force, a small, you know, supportive force, period, right there now. And I think that's the same thing that John Kerry said. But right, we should not be there in the amount that we are now. We have given them a start. They need to pick up and continue on with what they're doing.
And so do the rest of the Democrats, should the ones who voted for the war, should they now stand up and say, okay, you know what, I bought into it, but had I known then what I know now, I never would have voted for it?
It would be the honest thing to do. And I think typically the reason why I was Republican is that typically the Democrats have always in my view, until recently, have always been very silent about what they truly feel, and they kind of flow through what is the current topic of the moment. And that's just the way I've seen them, and not so much now. And
That's going to change in the spring, and what's going to happen in the spring is Democrats are going to put out their own sort of contract with America, and they're going to talk about health care, and they're going to talk about education, and I'm sure that Iraq will also be a part of that, but they've got to come to some kind of consensus as a whole about what to do about Iraq.
Absolutely. If they're going to win, they're going to have a stronger argument than "I'm not Bush."
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Hey, thank you, man. Great call.
All right. You have a good day.
Okay, you too. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. How do the Democrats make this case that the war was, intelligence were manipulated, and that the war is wrong when they themselves went out, many of them, and voted for the war? Now, you know, you can change position, like Dianne Feinstein has done, and like John Kerry has kind of done in that speech that we were just talking about, that he made at Georgetown that didn't get a lot of coverage, and I'd forgotten about that speech, and you can look it up online, because I had looked it up online. But and this administration basically it seems to be rudderless and has no plan to get us out of here that I know of, other than the cliched plan of "we will stand down when they stand up." And there's no evidence that that's happening. And that they say that, well, you know, when they have this election in December, things are going to get better. But you know something? That still doesn't stop the raging insurgency that's going on. And the insurgency is strong. Let's go to Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, a couple things. First of all, there's a good book on what's happening in the war of Iraq. It's called War in the Time of Peace: Bush, Clinton, and the Generals by David Habersham. He will explain everything on how this war even started, and started like back in like 72 with, Jackson from Washington State.
Oh, Henry Scoop.
Yeah. And second, my wife, who's so apolitical, I mean, she's 50 years old. She just registered to vote 10 years ago because we have a local school referendum came up. So she registered to vote. She said back in 2000 that if you voted for Bush, you would get into a war. And everybody thought she was nuts, but she was right.
Well, you know something? I think a lot of people probably would think that she'd be wrong, because this is a guy who in the 2000 campaign stood up there in a debate with John Kerry and said that we shouldn't be in the nation building, and the nation building was wrong.
Well, that I still don't understand why this person, so apolitical, just went, "Hey, we're going to get into a war, and a big-time war, and nobody else could see it." Maybe she's just brighter than the rest of the people.
Yeah, I guess so, or she's able to see into the future, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, Jay, keep up the good work, and thanks.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, so get off your half moons and get involved in the program here. As we talk about the war in Iraq and about the Democrats and how they make a case against the war when they themselves voted for it, and most people seem to favor reversal, that they should just get up and cop a mea culpa, so to speak, and say, well, you know what, we were misled, and had I known then what I know now. But then, you see, couldn't George W. Bush make that case? Not that he would. Not that George W. Bush would, but they have kind of shoved most of it off on the CIA. They've kind of piled most of this up off on the CIA. I mean, this has kind of been their way of getting out from underneath it. That, well, they gave us faulty intelligence, even though there are leaked reports, such as the one that was over the weekend in the New York Times, and you can read a little bit of it in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, even though it's an abbreviated version of it, that this Al-Qaeda operative that they had captured, that the Defense Intelligence Agency warned Dick Cheney and others, and warned the White House that this guy was lying about Al-Qaeda being in cahoots with Saddam Hussein. But that they went ahead and used the information anyway. So what happens if George Bush were to stand up and say, well, I was misled, we were misled? But see, you know, he can't do that. I don't think he can get away with that. Democrats possibly could, or at least most of you seem to favor the Democrats doing that. 303-713-7600, two lines up, and we'll take more of your calls coming up, 715.
Worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spouse Doc here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Every morning here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and I do it with good reason, because they're a good place to go to get the car you want and to get the most bang for your buck. And all of the vehicles are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. They're all emission-tested and ready to roll, and they've got some beautiful cars out there. They've got like everything you can think of, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and just a whole lot more. And you can compare and look at them side by side, which is different than going to a dealership where they only carry one or two brands So you can look at everything, and chances are you'll find something that you really, really want. So go out there and see my friends at Rockies, Marvin Al Shear and Colby and the Tower of Power and Darla and all the heck out there who are there to help you. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982, not some nameless, faceless big corporation. They're located
at www.ratethemusic.com. Let your voice be heard at ratethemusic.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 720, 20 minutes after 7, partly cloudy, high near 68. J. Marvin here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along on this Monday morning. It looks like it's going to be a really nice day along the Front Range. Coming up next hour, Ed Schultz, we'll talk to him. And also, we'll talk about what Democrats intend to do about Alito. But right now, we're talking about how the Democrats make an argument against the war when many of them supported it to begin with. Let's go to Kerry and Parker. Kerry, good morning. You're on AM.
They were not voting, okay, let's go to war. It was, if we need to go, we will give the president power to do that.
Yeah, and they authorized the money.
That's true, but, you know, once our troops are committed, you've got to have money to support them. My husband is retired military. I was in the military.
Well, we are supporting them. I mean, you know, we're paying the bills. We're not doing what we should do. In other words, we don't take care of them when they come home, and we haven't properly, you know, put armor on them. And this administration has tried to wage this war basically on the cheap. But I think, I mean, we're spending a tremendous amount of money every single day and every single month in Iraq.
Absolutely. There's no defense for the fact that we're actually in war. But that's not what the Democrats voted for when they voted for that bill.
Then when when we started to go, why didn't any of them stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, this is not what we talked about? Instead of making speeches about how Saddam Hussein was an imminent threat, he was going to come get us?
Well, that's politics, Jay.
Well, yeah. You're right about that, and it's a long way down between those of us who consider ourselves to be in the grassroots of things and those people who are holding office. But what you get hit with, and I don't believe in any way, shape, or form that members of the House and the members of the Senate saw the same intelligence that the White House saw. But neocons will argue that yes, they did. Neocons will argue that Bill Clinton had the same position, and then of course I try to argue back. Well, yeah, but he was content with containment and felt that containment worked. But they hit us every single time with that same talking point about how, well, and trying to make it like, well, we're all into this together.
We are, and the problem is that I think that everybody did see the same intelligence afterwards. But once you've said, okay, let's do this thing, it's really hard to go back and say, well, maybe not.
See, I wonder, do you think they all saw the same intelligence? Versus, do you think that the Senate and the House of Representatives knew that the Defense Intelligence Agency was telling them that this Al-Qaeda guy that they had caught in this Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi was basically lying, and that the information was not reliable, and that the administration went and put it out there anyway?
No, I don't believe that. What I believe is that they saw the intelligence that the president wanted them to see.
Okay, so in that case, we could forgive them.
Yeah, I think, but it's taken them too long to stand up and say, no, it wasn't right. I think that they've been playing politics, and that they needed to stand up a long time ago.
All right, Kerry, appreciate the call. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Steve in Castle Pines. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Let's go to Wally in Manitou. Wally, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I don't know that having to explain your vote is the important thing. I think what people are looking for is a concrete exit strategy. And I think there's a first step to that only Democrats could do and Republicans either never would do or never could do. And that would be pulling Halliburton and Bechtel and those companies out of there and letting the Iraqi people rebuild their own country. And maybe then they'd take some ownership in it and they might want to join the army to protect what's theirs.
Well, you know, that's part of the problem there, in that life for the average Iraqi in some instances, hasn't gotten any better. Like the power is only on for like half a day. There's no potable water in a lot of cases. And that building efforts have been hampered by mismanagement and the violence that's been going on. And you're right. Maybe if we put a lot of these Iraqis to work and let them rebuild their own country instead of bringing in contract workers, you know, you're right. Maybe they would feel that they have a greater stake in what's happening.
Exactly. I mean, why do they want to go fight for Halliburton? They know they're going to be shot at. They know they're going to be killed, whatever, and they're going to do that for Halliburton. How can we expect them to do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, we recently, this last week, we recently reversed a decision made by L. Paul Bremer of the Provisional Coalition Authority to debathicize the army by letting all those people go, and now we're asking them to all come back, hoping that that'll drain off some support from the insurgency.
Right. But my bet is that they're not going to want to unless they own the contracts. There's a lot of money over there, and the Iraqi people are not getting it. To me, it wouldn't be too inspiring to go fight for someone, the occupier, if you will.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why a British poll, the British Commission, shows that 85% of them, you know, would like us to get out. Wally, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, got two lines open. I got two lines open. It's 303-713-7600. If you want to talk, you know, if you want to talk what the Democrats should do about exit strategy, we can get into that, too. Maybe I'm not bright enough, but, in all of that talk on the Talking Head shows over the weekend and all the discussion about Iraq, I kept sitting there thinking to myself, I don't have an answer for this. I don't have an answer, and I haven't had an answer since I started doing this show. I freely admitted on the air that I don't have an answer for this. I don't know if we just get out right now and let the consequences, let the chips fall where they may, so to speak, or whether actually the elections coming up in December is really going to do any good, because how do you stop that raging insurgency? And I think these people's whole rationale for going in there, the whole neocon rationale for going in there, was a pipe dream. And was naive, as Brent Scowcroft outlined in that New Yorker article I keep talking about, that they were going to go in there and change things, and that somehow that would change the rest of the Middle East. And I don't think that's the case. And as a matter of fact, I read an article over the weekend that if we put too much pressure on Syria, Syria will destabilize and could become worse than Iraq. So what has this administration gotten us into? And how the hell do we get out? Running to Panama, as Bush is doing today, that's not going to get it done. Yet I don't really know of any clear answer. I guess you could put... What's the word I'm looking for here? I guess you could put achievement bars, goals that would have to be met, and then we could withdraw. Now, some of the buzz is that we're going to withdraw next year because it's an election year. But this administration was told that we needed more troops. General Shinseki told the administration he was fired for it. I don't know. I just don't have an answer. 303-713-7600. Maybe you do. Let me squeeze in another call here before we get some traffic. Let's go to Alan in Centennial. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Alan. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I think that was Wally from Manitou, the previous caller.
Right.
He made a very good point about putting the Iraqis to work. I mean, besides giving them a stake of ownership, it also gives them employment. And a lot of the insurgency is fueled by resentment because these people have no work, no jobs. The country's been destabilized. The next point I want to make is about the Democrats. Look, I'm just your average citizen, yet from my reading of different magazines and going on the web, I knew that what the Bush administration was trying to sell the public was a crock. And I don't see how anybody in Congress who has access, they're supposed to be on top of world affairs and the country's affairs, couldn't see this as well. All you had to do was read and understand about the sanctions, you know, listen to some of the inspectors, like somebody else mentioned, Scott Ritter. So, you know, I think the Democrats are very much responsible for leading us into this illegal war, just as the Republican administration has.
Then how do they turn around and make a case against it now?
The way they turn around and make a case against it now is by admitting that they were wrong. I don't think saying they were misled is going to wash, but they could certainly admit that they were wrong. And now it's time to change the direction of our policy, because not only is this war illegal, but it is not getting our country anywhere. It's creating a huge quagmire. It's creating resentment around the world. It's lowering our country's status. You know, we need to get out of Iraq now.
All right, well, maybe. All right, how about this? How about if the Democrats came up with a concrete proposal on how to withdraw?
Well, I think that's something they need to do, and it can't be one of these proposals. I don't think benchmarks, like you were talking about, really cuts it, because it's too slow. It's too slow. We're, you know, our presence there is helping to fuel that insurgency. I've said this to you before.
Yeah, and I know you're right. Listen, I got to run off and get some traffic. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. All right. Well, what do we got here? We got three lines open at 303-713-7600. 731, 29 before 8 here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing some trouble if you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, southbound I-25, running heavy from 104th. We have a left lane stall just past the turnpike, adding to those backups. Once you pass that, stay slow into downtown and through.
Serve at your business lunch or holiday affair. You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese, and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us, or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Marty, the American Equity Mortgage Spokes Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, hey, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and photo show are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8255.
303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
We're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. You had Scott Ritter on a while ago, and his point about this question as to whether or not why the Democrats didn't stand up and say something and why they voted for the war, and now they would have to, you know, basically go against the war, and how did that happen? Because I don't think anybody in Congress knew that. I don't think anybody didn't know that the information they were giving was not complete and not really valid. But the climate at the time was anybody who stood out against the administration would be just completely destroyed and smeared in the media. So people were really afraid to say anything, and the people in Congress had sold Saddam Hussein to their constituencies as being like, you know, the Hitler of the Middle East, and so they really kind of politically boxed themselves into a corner where they really could not vote for that, for the war. And now I got it. They're totally, they really put themselves in a tough spot because they voted for this unjust war, and now they have to go back and say, oh, no, we made a mistake. But really, the reason they made a mistake was because they were afraid to say anything.
There were some members in the Senate, though, who did say things. Ted Kennedy said things.
Yeah.
Russ Feinstein, I think that's his name, and it slips my memory now. The senator from Wisconsin, I mean, he spoke up. I mean, there were a lot of people who did speak up, and a lot of people, and there were some who voted no.
There definitely were, but Scott Ritter's point at the time in that conversation was that we have to hold Congress accountable as well as the administration. It wasn't just the administration who kind of like pulled this coup, so to speak.
Well, that part I agree with. I mean, that part I definitely agree with, which is what touched off this discussion like an hour ago, about if you hold Congress responsible, because they didn't debate this really, and they didn't oppose it, and if you're going to hold them responsible, then how are they now going to turn around? I guess they can turn around and claim, you know, if they turn around and claim that the intelligence was manipulated and people were lied to, then the administration's response to that is, yeah, but we all saw the same intelligence, which I'm not sure if that's true, but we all saw the same intelligence, and, you know, we were all in it together.
Yeah. You know, what's really kind of tragic about this whole situation is the climate and the environment that we have in this country in politics. And it's known, it's not just this country, but it's that if you're a politician, you can't say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. You can't be a human being. You have to be perfect, and every decision you make has to be completely, absolutely above board. Yet that's not the reality of politics. It's all about compromise and give and take, and how do I keep the people that have the money behind me happy so that they can keep me in office or that they can forward the agenda that I've sold to my constituency. And it's there's no, like, honor and integrity and real, like, I don't even know the word for it, but it's like...
Well, there have been two presidents who have said they were sorry, and their poll ratings zoomed up. One was Ronald Reagan after the Iran-Contra situation. The other one was Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
But by and large, we're dealing with a president who never says he's sorry. And remember that White House news conference where they asked him what mistakes he had made, and he sat there and had this big, long, uncomfortable pause and said, I'm sure I've made some, but I can't think of any?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of guy we're dealing with somebody who is extremely stubborn.
Yeah.
I mean, he's under pressure from his own party to clean house, and so far he won't do it.
It's a tough situation. It's like, you know, we've gotten ourselves into this pickle, And the question is, well, how do we get out of it? And the tough part is that it was never designed to get out of it. You know, like the whole design of the system is not really is not set up to say, I'm sorry, I take it all back, because it was all based on lies in the first place. Like, everything's all about covering up the truth. That's ultimately what politics is about in some ways, or at least presenting the truth in a way that forwards one's agenda. And we can get out there on those skinny little branches, and I think that's where we're at. And now we're like, oh, what do? I can't go back on the skinny little branch, and if I stay out here, it'll break. So,
yeah. All right, man.
Tough situation.
Appreciate the call. Okay. Good one.
All right, take care.
Okay. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Oh, let's go to Randy in Denver. I'm sorry, that was Michael. Randy, you're on.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hey, Randy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, man. I was just calling regarding, and you really mentioned this to the previous caller, about the problem is with the Democrats speaking up now about pre-war intelligence is that we've had this argument before, and we had it kind of during the election, and every time we did it, they would come back and say exactly what you said before. They saw the same intelligence that we did. And how did the Democrats prove otherwise?
They didn't. I mean, standard operating procedure that the White House, and particularly in this administration, Cheney's office, saw far more intelligence than the Senate and the Congress saw, and that they had access to more than the Congress had. But still, you're right. During the presidential campaign, it was extremely hard for the Democrats to make any kind of a case, because they went along with it.
Exactly. And they would just pull up these sound bites and just say, hey, this is what you said on the Senate floor right before the war, and you said you agreed with basically every justification we gave you. So, I mean, I don't understand how the Democrats are going to pull it off. But
I don't either, man. Hey, Randy, thank you. Great call.
No problem.
Appreciate it. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. How are the Democrats going to pull this off? 303-713-7600. I mean, Jay Rockefeller, Senator Jay Rockefeller, who is the Democratic member, the ranking Democratic member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, he himself endorsed this war.
It comes with all the trimmings. Plus, other turkey, ham, and prime rib dinners are available for your holiday feast. Albertsons, helping make your life easier for the holidays.
Supreme Court nominee Sam Alito.
Have you seen this guy's credentials? You wonder how in the world did Harriet Myers ever even get a sniff on this job?
Who is he?
This guy Alito is really, really scary.
As far as the conservatives are concerned, there's going to be an
Bloody, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Bloomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go?
MaxNights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:46, 14 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Look for the high today to be 68. Looks like it's going to be another great day along the Front Range. Man. How did I ever move away from here 6 years ago? What in the world was I thinking? 303-713-7600, we're talking about the Democrats, the war withdrawal strategy, and how do the Democrats make a case now that the war is wrong and that they were manipulated when the White House and Ken Mellman of the RNC and all these people, their immediate answer is, well, you saw the same intelligence we did, and we're all in this together. And I question to what intelligence they saw. And was that intelligence different than what the White House saw? So the White House duped them and the country. All right, let's go to Ron in Denver. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron. What do you think?
I think that now that they have their underbelly exposed, that we need to start stabbing at it with this Scooter Libby thing. And I don't know. It's just a good advantage to get at Republican Party and to second guess the war. But I also think that there needs to be some kind of more accounting of the dead troops and the Halliburton profits on a daily basis. I'm sure there's websites to cover it, but I just think there needs to be it needs to be driven down Hillary's throat, and Hillary needs to be made responsible for certain troops that have died, and in the future certain troops that died need to be put on Hillary's shoulders, and likewise other Democrat congressmen and senators.
Well, you can see the amount of, you can see the names in various publications, various newspapers across the country. And somebody told me the Denver Post runs it once a week, but you can see it on a daily basis, for instance, in the New York Times, the names of the dead.
Well, so. I mean, like their life stories, like their little girl who's going to miss him, and he was a great guy, and he was an auto mechanic, and he had a part-time job, and really give the stories about the troops so they affect people more, even though that's kind of gruesome to do that, but something needs to be done to drive it down people's throats. I'm an independent, so I'm waiting for the Democrats to pull their head out, and maybe I might support them, but so far they haven't, so far I'm not going to support them.
Well, where else would you go? If you don't vote Democratic, where else would you go?
I don't know. Canada? I don't know, but...
What, are you going to move to Canada?
Well, I mean, to get away from the debt of the war and the stupidity of the war, I guess I have to go somewhere or something. I don't know.
How about stay here and fight it out?
Oh, it's illegal for me to fight the way I want to fight.
Well, how do you want to fight?
Like they do in France.
What, do you want to take it to the streets is what you're saying?
Well, eventually it will, I think. I don't know. The more people that die, I don't know what the cost is. And I think there needs to be more about the Halliburton profit every day, how much money they made off every little contract, off every little thing, and show people the money that Halliburton makes, and I think that's pretty disgusting, too.
Well, I think it's real disgusting, and there's not only a Halliburton, there's Bechtel, there's a bunch of corporations, and that stuff does come out every once in a while, but it doesn't come out, you're right, on an everyday basis. And, you know, to me, we ought to be questioning the whole post-invasion strategy of this administration, and particularly L. Paul Bremer, who goes in there, fires the army, which was a stupid move, and struck all these deals with Halliburton and these corporations. I mean, one of the classic examples of the mismanagement of this whole situation is that, you know, one of the things the Iraqis have a lot of and that they do really well, and people are going to laugh, but this is true, they're good at making cement. I mean, they used to have huge cement factories, and then they would sell that stuff all over the Middle East. And instead of that, instead of having them, instead of reconstituting those cement factories and putting the Iraqis to work manufacturing the cement for reconstruction, we had Halliburton trucking it in from Kuwait.
Amazing.
I mean, that's a good example right there. And you know what? It's like, hey, wake up. You just like... It's like we should have more than just an phase two intelligence investigation. You're right. We should be looking at the economic ramifications of what's gone on here and the various lies we were told. For instance, that the oil would pay for everything, and it hasn't. And, I don't know of one reporter who stands up and asks George W. Bush about that.
I just think if you had a radio show that talked about it 24/7, it wouldn't have very good ratings, but it sure would make people sick of it.
Well, we talk about it a lot here, man.
Yeah, I know.
And I try to keep it alive. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Okay. 303-713-7600, two lines open. And I do. I do try to keep it alive. I try to keep it alive as much as I possibly can. And I occasionally get, emails about, well, you just can't keep talking about it every day. And I'm not one of these talk show hosts who believes that you can do the same subject every day, but I feel like a responsibility to get on and to talk about the Iraq and to talk about what's going on over there. Because I don't know about you, but I ruminate about it a lot. Maybe that just says that I'm neurotic. And that I have to have something like to lay in bed at, 1 o'clock in the morning and worry about. But I'll sit there and think about this, or I'll be in bed at 1 o'clock in the morning and I'll be thinking about it. It's like, how the hell do we get out? And how the hell do we fight this, neocon onslaught of BS that they keep putting out? That there's all of these little shreds and pieces of information that are coming out. You know, like even Frank Rich wrote about this weekend in the New York Times. I don't know how many of you saw this. If you haven't seen it, go to their website. Go back and read it about the death of Pat Tillman. How the administration tried to, and the Defense Department and the Pentagon tried to manipulate that. That Pat Tillman had done all of these heroic things when in reality he was killed by friendly fire. And that George W. Bush wanted a part of that. Or how about, what was her name? Jessica Lynch? That she had heroically fought her way out of there, we were told. Then it turns out that's not true. I mean, is this administration capable of telling the truth about anything? I don't know. Let's go to Jill in Denver. Jill, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Are you there?
Hi, Jill. Yes, I am.
Good. I'm on my cell phone. Sorry about that. I don't think it's that difficult a situation for the Democrats who voted for the war. I think two things. They were threatened constantly about their patriotism and all of that, and they were lied to, period. And I think if American voters are going to hold it against the Democrats, I think it says more about the American public than it does about the Democrats. I just don't think it's that big a problem. They were threatened and they were lied to, and that's why they voted the way they did. And that's all it comes down to. And I know that, you're saying, too, the administration will come back and say the Democrats had the same, intelligence, but I don't believe that either. I know what security clearance is, and I doubt that the Congress and, that the Democrats had access to a lot of the information. We didn't have access to anything Harriet Myers did. Why would we have access to something more important?
No, I agree with you 100%. I mean, that security clearance thing is tantamount. And when I've had these arguments with neocons on the air, one of the things I point out is look at the CIA secret prison deal that only two members of Congress had any idea, that were informed that this stuff was going on. The rest of Congress was totally and completely in the dark.
Right. Yeah, there are so many secrets that I don't believe for a second that the reasons to go to war were not secret. You know, plus there's the whole Downing Street papers and, you know, the Downing Street minutes. Nobody knew about that for a long time. And so there's a lot of stuff going on in the background that the Democrats and a lot of people, even, you know, maybe even some Republicans, but certainly a lot of Democrats and the American public were simply not aware of because we were being lied to. And at the same time being lied to, the Democrats in office were also being threatened about their patriotism and all of that, too.
So, you know, maybe the answer is the Democrats come out with a they stand together. And I'm starting to believe that this is the answer. They stand together and present an alternative withdrawal plan to the stay-the-course bumbling of the Bush administration, and that gets them out from underneath all of it.
Yeah, I think that they really do need to work on that. And about every other week, the New Yorker magazine has a commentary in Talk of the Town, that column that's first at the front of the magazine.
Right, I get the New Yorker.
Yeah, and about every other week, it's somebody kind of talking about what the Democrats need to do now. And I'm just sitting here hoping, I'm like, aren't these people being recruited? You know, because I haven't heard anything from the Democrats about how they're going to position themselves. There's not enough talking.
Well, they're working on it. I thought the thing was going to be out in November. Then I learned over the weekend that this massive position paper is going to be out in the spring and that it's supposed to cover health care, energy, independence, and
right,
a whole host of other topics, and I think Iraq is in there, but I'm not really sure.
Well, and I hope that it is, and those other things definitely need to be in there, too, because at this point, I think we need to take advantage of every single failure that this administration has, you know, has had. I mean, almost everything they've done actually has been a failure, so it's not like we don't have anything to work with here. So it's good to know it's coming. I hope that when they do release the plan that it's very thorough and they all stand by it. And I wish in the meantime people like Bill Clinton and Al Gore and the other people that are no longer running for office would speak up. Where are they? Where are they, you know, right now when they could be speaking out and not have the fear of, will I be not reelected because I'll be branded as not patriotic? You know, they don't have to worry about that anymore. Well, maybe Al Gore does. I don't know what his future plans are. But Bill Clinton's not running for office anymore. And where is he as a mouthpiece?
I don't know.
Yeah, some of the Democrats that are no longer running really, really need to step up and come to the rescue of the people that are still trying to get elected because they still want to make changes, but they're in fear of being, you know, smeared.
Maybe Clinton is scared it'll blow back on his wife.
Well, that's actually a very good point. I didn't even think of that. So, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. And I hope that Hillary progresses. I'd love to see her in the White House. So, yeah, maybe Bill Clinton does need to be more careful than some of the other people that are no longer running for office. Jimmy Carter would be a great mouthpiece.
He's already spoke out. Jimmy Carter said last week that he believes that the country was lied to.
Yeah, I've heard him say a couple of things, and I hope he continues to do it. I hope we hear more from him and people like him.
I think you will. Listen, I got to run. Thank you so much for the call. It's been a good one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And Jimmy Carter did say that last week. And he's got a wonderful new book out. I mean, I'm not trying to plug anybody's book, but he's got a great book out. Go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and check it out. And it's about this country's values. And it's really a must-read good book. All right. Coming up next, we'll talk to Big Ed Schultz. He's got something to tell us, and we'll hear from him, and I'll thank him for letting me sit in on Friday. And then let's talk about the Democrats and Alito, and we'll talk about that and your take on what the Democrats' strategy ought to be. That's coming to 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 01, that's 1-800-600-7101, 1-800-600-7101. Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day, less commercial interruption, more time for Progressive Talk.
AM 760,
now CBS News.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Heavy equipment is sifting through the tornado debris around Evansville, Indiana for a second day.
We're not giving up. We're not going to put this into recovery mode yet. We're still trying to find, you know, people that are alive.
short time ago, President Bush extended his deepest condolences to families whose loved ones died yesterday. That twister killed 22 people. Zachary Nolan says he's lucky to be alive.
I managed to walk through the ceiling that was on my floor and my bed, and I managed to get down our stairs to the rest of my family.
And most of the victims were sleeping and didn't hear tornado warning sirens.
The county is saying now this morning that they had considered installing a system that would have placed telephone warning calls to people in the tornado's path, but the cost was in the millions of dollars. Now they say they're reconsidering. That price tag doesn't seem so high in light of 17 deaths in this one place.
CBS's Cynthia Bowers. The death row inmate who slipped out of jail in Houston a few nights ago is back behind bars. KSLA-TV's Kathrina Weber says police acting on a tip caught up with Charles Thompson outside a Shreveport, Louisiana liquor store.
They said he was laughing. He didn't look like he was afraid or intimidated or upset in any way. He just kind of laughed. And one employee said that he appeared to be drunk at the time, and that he was just kind of taking this whole thing as a big joke as they pulled him into the police car.
Officials in Houston are trying to find out if Thompson had any help escaping from jail. The riots that broke out 11 nights ago in poor suburbs surrounding Paris have spread to 300 towns around the country, and today a man who had been beaten by young thugs became the first person to die. President Chirac promises to put an end to the trouble, but CBS's Sheila McVicker says the French public doubts he can.
After 11 nights, the French are both increasingly exasperated and fearful. They don't see a way out. They don't see how this ends. And they don't think their government knows either.
Attacks in Brussels and Berlin overnight raise fears that violence could spread to poor immigrant neighborhoods across Europe. The IRS has warned All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena, California, it could lose its tax exemption because of an anti-war sermon delivered 2 days before the 2004 presidential election. Bob Edgar is with the National Council of Churches.
I think that this is an outrage and should be protested by all people of faith.
With more people filling more prescriptions than ever before, drug stores are so busy they're fighting over the short supply of qualified pharmacists. Good for you if you're a pharmacist, not so good if you're a patient.
The personal relationship that the patient can and should have with their pharmacist can suffer.
Lucinda Main with the American Colleges of Pharmacy in Alexandria, Virginia. Some new graduates are getting starting salaries of $80,000 a year and more. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 9 points. NASDAQ is up a little more than 1 point. This is CBS News.
Oh, 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 oh! Overstock.com!
Oh, 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 oh! The big, big oh! Overstock.com! The birthday place for PDAs like Casio and Bong. Oh, 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 the big, big oh, Overstock.com. The online place to buy your gifts for your dad and mom. No fighting the crowd, stay cozy at your house. Easy way to shop, just point and click your mouse. Many things to choose, like movies, TV, shoes, sporting, betting, jewelry too, all things you can use.
Santa's a little behind this year. I'm going online to Overstock.com. Shipping for just
$2.95. Oh, 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 the big, big O, Overstock.com. The online place to buy your gifts for your dad and mom.
Oh, Overstock.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Go if you're coming out of the north end of town, southbound I-25. Loaded up from 104th, we have a crash in the left lane just past the turnpike. And to those jams, then once you get by that, I have another crash waiting for you. It's in the right lane near Alameda, then another one to deal with, southbound I-25 at Yale. Now eastbound I-70, we're running heavy from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard, and it's a struggle eastbound on Hampton. All lanes shut down with the crash at Galapagos, so expect solid jams back to Sheridan. Now around town, South Boulder Road, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline, they're loaded up, and the turnpike running heavy eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Checking the forecast, mostly sunny today.
Mesa Drive and Foothills in Boulder and Santa Fe and Hampton. Learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090.
Al Franken. Want to meet AM 760's Al Franken? AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk and Be the Change are bringing Al Franken back to Colorado. And we're giving five lucky listeners and their guests the chance.
Well, to the public for a limited time, but no one will be turned away. Call today for details. 800-377-5585.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today near 68. Looks like it's going to be a really nice day along the Front Range. Here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's welcome my buddy, Ed Schultz. Big Ed, how are you?
Jay, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Now, I got a couple of things to ask you right off the bat. First of all, thank you for letting me sit in on Friday.
Thank you.
And number two, how did the deer hunt go?
I got a couple of does. Just took them over to the processing place this morning. And so we're looking forward to all the summer sausage and everything else that comes with it.
Great. All right, now.
Three station local programmers around the world.
You know what, that's not only great for your career, but it's also good for those of us who consider ourselves to be liberals and progressives. And now, you know, our troops, who we love and cherish and support, are going to be able to hear another point of view.
Well, this is a victory for the listeners. You're exactly right, Jay. And, you know, there was a lot of people listening to this radio station, AM 760, and a lot of other progressive stations around the country that called their senators, called their representatives, called the Pentagon. And, I mean, there was a national pushback by progressive listeners, and I just happened to be in the crosshairs of all of this, and I just want to thank everybody for what they did. And Wesley Clark had a petition out there that thousands of people signed on to, and so they got the message. The fact is, we were telling the truth the entire time. And it was a political appointee in Allison Barber who made this decision hot under the collar of after my criticism of this teleconference. And so the good news is we're going to be on. They did not give us a date. We're going to put the letter on our webpage later today so everybody can see it. But Lawrence DeRita, Assistant Secretary of Defense, who runs all the communication, has written a letter saying, yes, we're going to put the show on. Interesting. I got some mop-up to work. To do here in Minnesota. Norm Coleman, the Republican senator, was writing letters of response out to all of the people in Minnesota who were inquiring about the program not being on Armed Forces Radio. And Coleman said the show didn't meet the criteria, the show wasn't big enough, it didn't have enough listeners. He never called us. He never called Jones Radio. He just made stuff up and sent it out to people, and I had listeners forwarding that letter to me. So Coleman didn't know what the hell he was talking about, so we're going to straighten that out today. Looking forward to that.
That's unbelievable that he would do that. Do you think he's even ever heard the show?
Oh, he's heard the show, believe me. And I'm on, five stations in Minnesota?
Yeah, exactly.
And, in fact, I've had Norm Coleman on my regional show when I used to do that. He, of course, was campaigning and taking his dad, who's a World War II veteran, around the countryside campaigning for him. Then when it came to vote for veterans' benefits in the Murray Amendment, he voted it down.
Yeah.
So Coleman, he gets hot under the collar when somebody gives him a little bit of heat on the air, and so he was doing a pushback. I couldn't believe he went to that effort. Never called me and said, Ed, what's going on? What do you know? And I live in his state. This is the kind of support I get from one of my own senators. I live in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
That's unbelievable. That is absolutely unbelievable.
It is. And so we're going to straighten out. But anyway, we got the letter on Friday, which was great, and I'm looking forward to it. And interesting, in the paragraph in there, he says it's going to be offered to the 33 stations around the world of armed forces, and the local programmers will make the decision from there. So we're going to keep our eye on that.
Now, how do you influence or try to talk to the local programmers?
That's a good question. We're going to plot strategy on this. We may need progressives across the country who want to hear the good word and the balanced word to our troops to contact their people in the military, and if they've got people serving in different places around the world, to just say, hey, we want to hear this too. And I think that's how it's going to work. So we're going to put together an effort that way to make sure it gets on. The bottom line is their job is to serve up balanced political talk programming. It says it right there in their mission statement. And that's what the senators focused in on, because a lot of the political talk, in fact, all the political talk, leans hard to the right on Armed Forces Network. But not only do they do that, they vilify every Democrat they can get their hands on. And so we're going to turn that around a little bit.
Well, you know what? It's just really great news this morning to hear this because, as I said before, it's not only great for you, and it's not only a big step in your career, which has been growing by leaps and bounds, But it's also good news for those of us, liberals and progressives, because we need to get our message out so the troops know that we do care and that there's another point of view out there for them to hear, and that you're right. I mean, all it is hard right-wing talk, and I believe one of their big stars is Rush Limbaugh.
Sure. Oh, yeah. That and Dr. Laura and James Dobson and I believe some other conservative talkers are on there as well. So,
you know what's weird? You bring up James Dobson. How does he meet the criteria?
Well, he's on 600 radio stations across the country with his daily commentary. And if you add it up and put all the numbers together, he does have quite an audience and tremendous influence. Not to mention that before the American public finds out who the Supreme Court nominee is, James Dobson gets a call from Karl Rove.
Yeah.
They're pretty well connected. By the way, I think Rove has got to go. And I think the Democrats can't be hoodwinked by all this ethics stuff that the White House is now talking about, sending their people through ethics training. Can you believe that?
Yeah, for an hour a day conducted by Harriet Myers. You know, but Harriet Myers is conducting, and it's a little bit too late, isn't it?
I tell you what, they have now expanded government to the Department of Comedy.
You know, it's like, hey, you should have thought about this 4 years ago, you know? Unbelievable. And I agree with you, too. I think Karl Rove should have his security clearance yanked, and that he ought to leave the White House. And you know what? He's getting pressure. They're getting pressure from inside their own party for him to go.
John Kyle said this morning on one of the talking heads, Arizona Senator, Karl Rove is still very much involved. He's still very much involved in the operations of the White House.
Yep.
Look, this guy's under investigation. The president needs to come clean. He needs to get a clean slate. The people in his own party, as you said, are saying that. That pressure is only going to build and continue to build.
You know, let me ask you a quick question, though. When John Kyle says that Karl Rove, you know, he still has influence in the White House, he's still involved in the day-to-day operations, this White House appears to be rudderless.
Well, they're struggling as far as getting traction. I think it's an interesting correlation here that can be made that gas prices are coming down the same way Bush is going down in the polls.
Yeah.
I mean, he needs some positive news. He's been trying to make positive news for the last month. He can't get her done. And so I think that, Bush is strangely silent. He needs to come out and talk to the American people and explain how he's going to get his administration focused on the issues at hand for the American people. A rudderless is an excellent word because it's very descriptive and to the point. I mean, where are they? What are they doing? And it seems to me it's the same old stuff.
Well, he's down in Panama. I mean, how, you know, he's down in Panama. Not a word one. And how long can they keep going on saying this is under investigation so we can't comment? How long can they keep giving... You know, that is an answer. It doesn't satisfy anybody.
Yeah. Notice how the conservatives are really locking in on what Fitzgerald said when he announced the indictment of Scooter Libby. He said that this has nothing to do with whether you're for or against the war.
Right.
Excuse me? The hell it doesn't.
Yeah, I agree.
Misuse of intelligence is what this is all about. There's people dying in Iraq based on a lie right now. And we have got to, as Ted Kennedy said yesterday, Meet the Press, we got to get to the bottom of this. And I believe that what Harry Reid did last week, bringing this to the forefront, I think is one of the best things that they have done politically. And believe me, everything in Washington is political.
Yep.
This war is political, and it needs to be addressed from the standpoint of intelligence. You know, Jay Rockefeller, I had him on the program last week. This guy is the longtime senator from West Virginia, co-chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He is not one to get in partisan mudslinging.
No, he's pretty mild-mannered.
He is he's a statesman. He really, really is. And he basically is saying that, hey, Pat Roberts, you need to get your facts straight. He even put out a press release last week. After he did the interview with me, a press release came out 15 minutes later from Rockefeller's office, saying that the notes that he's got from a meeting back over a year ago don't match up with the notes that Pat Roberts has got, who's his co-chair on the Senate Intel. I mean, their stories, they're backtracking on a lot of stuff right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, Roberts was sitting on CBS's Face the Nation repeating all that BS again.
Yeah. Well, they've been sitting on their hands on this issue, and the White House has discouraged every bit of it. And I think that this is a long way from being over with. We got to get to the bottom of it. We really do.
I think so, too. Good to visit with you, Ed. Good to hear your voice.
Thanks for doing the show on Friday. I appreciate it very much. Can you do it again?
Well, I don't know. It depends. Not over Christmas I can't because I have plans. But, you know, just call me when you need me.
Hey, I appreciate your support.
You got it, Ed. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. There's Big Ed Schultz. You can hear him this afternoon on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Heck of a guy. He and Wendy are two really nice people, and they're very genuine people. It's 17 minutes after 8 here. Let's talk about the Democrats.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Marty, the American Equity Mortgage Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end, you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Good morning, 821, 21 minutes after 8, partly cloudy, high near 68. Really good to be able to spend the morning with you. Good to hear from Ed Schultz, too. And I had a blast doing his show last Friday, even though I did this one and his. And I'm telling you, man, by about 2:30, 3 o'clock, I was like, boy, I felt like my head was full of helium. All right, hope I didn't ruin the show too bad. All right, 303-713-7600. And I wanted to get into this Alito thing, but there are people hanging on who still want to talk about the Democrats making a case against the war, considering many of them not only voted for it, but they got up and made speeches about it. And also, how the hell are we going to get out? Because, as I said to Ed Schultz, this White House is rudderless. Absolutely rudderless. I mean, if Karl Rove, who's you know, Bush's brain, as they say, and his policy maker, along with his political advisor, if he's still got a hand on what's going on, why is this White House so rudderless? I mean, here you've got mounting casualties in Iraq. You've got the CIA leak investigation going on. We still don't know if Karl Rove is going to be charged with anything. You've got discontent inside the president's own Republican Party. He's got poll numbers that are terrible. And I read this morning. If you didn't catch it, let me read it for you again. A new poll of likely voters by Zogby International has found that the majority of Americans support Congress considering the impeachment of President Bush if he did not tell the truth about his reasons for going to war. The poll finds that 51% of likely voters want Congress to eye impeachment, while 45% do not, and it was commissioned by the AfterDowningStreet.org, a coalition of progressive groups seeking a congressional investigation of the events leading up to the war in Iraq. Among the adults surveyed, the numbers were higher. 53% supported impeachment, while 42% did not. And would you say that the consensus out there is that Bush lied about the war? Or certainly withheld certain facts? All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. We can continue to talk about this for the rest of the hour if you want to. It's, you know, it's up to you. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how you doing? I'm glad you're talking about this.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate you listening and being out there.
Oh, no problem at all. I don't think the Republicans are ever going to come up with a viable exit strategy, because any strategy that they come up with has got to acknowledge that the presence of U.S. forces there is part of the insurgency problem. And that's something that they've had their head in the sand over since day one.
I think it's a really good point, and I'm trying to think of who said this. I want to attribute it to Brent Scowcroft, but I'm not so sure he said it. It's Melvin Laird who said this.
Okay.
And Melvin Laird, I don't know, because he was involved in Vietnam. But Melvin Laird said that our troops being over there are a footprint of the insurgency.
Exactly. Now, call me a crackpot, call me whatever you want, but I've had an idea for an exit strategy for quite a while. I sent it off to you, and, you know, I know you get a lot of email, but it seems to me like we've got, what is it now? What are they claiming? Like one regiment of Iraqi troops that is good to go?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. My idea would be to pick a region of relative stability within Iraq, put Iraqis in charge of that region, lock, stock, and barrel, which means pulling all of our troops, all of our contractors out of that area, so that the insurgencies no longer have a target. What this will do is this will allow the Iraqis to prove, quote-unquote, that they are capable of managing their own security, at least on a regional basis. Now, as more troops are trained, then we can expand that to other regions. But I think the primary thing is we've got to get our people out of there, A, to get them out of harm's way, and B, so that we're not a target for the insurgency, which is a major cause of the unrest there.
I don't think that's a bad idea, and you're not the first person to propose that idea. There's another guy, and I can't think of his name now. I want to say Mike Scheuer, former CIA agent, but I don't think it was him, who said that what we ought to do is that we ought to do exactly the same thing, release one province at a time until eventually all of them are under Iraqi control, and then get out.
Right.
I wonder, though, if that would really work.
Well, I mean, it's better than what the Republicans have to propose, and I'll tell you, it fulfills their requirement that we don't have a timetable. Bush keeps saying, don't want a timetable. Yeah, I can agree with that. But this at least gives us a milestone that we can achieve, something that's achievable that we can point to, that we can say, yeah, in this province this has worked, in this province it hasn't. It also puts a lot of the responsibility on the population itself, that, you know, they won't tolerate the presence of an insurgency. They won't tolerate the presence of, you know, a terrorist support region if that means that American troops are going to reoccupy their, you know, that area. So I think there's a lot of pluses there, and I don't see why it is not, you know, more in the public eye that we've got this sort of an approach.
I don't either. I don't either. And as I said before, I wish I could credit the guy. I could remember who, and he had a term for it too. He called it something. I can't remember what he called it for this kind of an operation. And I'm with you. I don't know why there's not more talk about it. But like I said before, this White House seems to be rudderless, and so does Congress to a certain degree. And Republicans, I think, don't know what to do. I think they're caught worse than Democrats. I mean, because do they bolt on their the leader of their party, which would be, you know, technically President Bush, George W. Bush? Do they bolt on him and Cheney? Or do they stick with him? No matter how bad things get?
Yeah, well, I tell you, there's going to be, I mean, everybody talks about the 2,000 troops being dead and how Bush was saying, oh, that's just a number. Well, I'll tell you, Bush has a magic number coming up. If, as soon as our troop deaths exceed the amount of deaths in 9/11, I think that's going to be a huge magic number for public opinion.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah. Well, thanks for giving me my shout-out, and continue to do what you're doing, because you're great.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for being out there and being involved.
No problem.
All right. Take 27 minutes after 8. Well, what he was proposing doesn't sound like a bad idea. But the White House is rudderless. The Republican Party doesn't seem to have an idea, and maybe a major Democrat should come forward and propose this idea. But then, you know, then it gets into this. I was thinking about this, though, when I just hung up with him. I was thinking about this. Do you think that we'll ever be able to get the Iraqi army up to the point where it can take over a province? I mean, training there doesn't seem... You know, this gets back to something that I've talked about before. That no matter how hard we try, no matter how many questions are asked, either by the Senate, by the House, of this president, of the people around him, everybody gives us some kind of conflicting answer as to what's going on there and as to troop strength and what's happening. Generals say one thing, the White House says something else. And, you know, I don't trust this White House worth a damn. I mean, they crush anybody who opposes them. That's why I tell you to go to the New York Times website and check out the Frank Rich column about Pat Tillman, about how this White House just manufactures and has a gigantic... And you know what's happening here with this whole CIA leak case? The White House well-orchestrated spin machine seems to have gotten a flat tire, or is breaking down, or the blades are coming off. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. One line open at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Go this morning, stop on I-25, going with a crash near Alameda. Then we have another one at Yale, so it's a heavy drive into downtown and T-Rex. Now westbound I-70, loaded up from 225. That's because of a crash right around Peoria. And 225 slows southbound from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. Now around town, things still busy on Foothills Parkway, South Boulder Road, and the Diagonal. The Turnpike running heavy eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And looking at the forecast, mostly sunny today. Clouds will roll in this afternoon with highs in the 70s. We're at 46 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Less is how they survive T-Rex, so get your loaded 04 Explorer today for just $14.9. Only on Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com. Cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3,
you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Marty, the American Equity Market Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
It's probably because you're not wearing the right type of shoes. Tired or aching feet can lead to sore back as well as problems with your knees and legs. And Mary and I have found that Foot Effects is the place to go. Foot Effects will conduct a foot pressure analysis on your feet and provide you with the appropriate arch supports and shoes that you need to alleviate that pain. Get the comfort and balance and support that your body needs and that you've been looking for. And Foot Effects has a wide selection of shoes, especially designed for diabetics as well, because they have a tendency to have foot problems. Foot Effects, you know what? They offer products unique and specially developed to provide relief from pain in the heels, the ball of the foot, knee, hip, or back pain. They're the place to go to get those shoes, particularly, you know, if you're out there running, you're jogging, or if you're at work and you're on your feet all day. I was able to go out to Rocky's Fat Slasher sale, and I stood around for like 10 hours. And thank God I had shoes from Foot Effects. I'm telling you. Call Foot Effects at 1-866-886-FOOT. Or stop by. They're in Westminster.
Time. Northwest Parkway. Your quickest route to the airport shopping, Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. Get info at nwpky.org.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:34, 26 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Partly cloudy, high near 68 today, coming up at 9. Mike, hi, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Mike.
I was actually calling in response to, I think, a caller about a half hour ago named Randy, who is an independent.
Right.
Remember You remember that call?
Yeah, I do.
And I was part of the Republican Party, and I joined the Democratic Party. And he's thinking about moving to Canada. I said, I want to tell him that you can't do that. Do not do that, because I had the same thoughts as well, seeing what's happening to this country. And I've joined the Democratic Party. Sure, it's not the perfect party. You get to take your lumps. But you got to get involved at the grassroots level. And you got to get out there. And what I mean by that, get on and you have to get out and demonstrate. I've done that. And it's a very empowering feeling when you do that. And you'll get your responses, oh, you're a crackpot or whatnot. And you know what? That only emboldens me. That only makes me stronger in my resolve to change the direction of this country.
I think you bring up really great points. I think people, and I've said this for a long time, people should do what they're capable of doing, but at least do something. I mean, if you're not capable of getting out there and holding up a sign,
exactly.
You know, you can also look at the fact that we desperately need to make gains in the elections next year. So, you know, you can go to the DNC website and buy democracy bonds, which is an effort by the DNC to kick the big money out of politics.
Right.
And, you know, you can pledge as little as $25 a month.
Uh-huh. But I want to tell Randy, do not give up, because if we allow the Republican Party, it took a long time to take over. I mean, the theocracy or theocrats and the corporate interests took a long time. This didn't happen overnight. It took a long time.
30 years.
Yes, exactly. And we can't allow them to continue. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, man. I agree. I agree 100%. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
And what Mike says is really true. I mean, you know, even if you do something like this, even if you go and you email Ken Salazar and you say, hey, I don't like the direction the country's going in. I believe that the White House is rudderless and that we need a concrete plan to deal with Iraq. Or I don't like Judge Alito. I think he's out of the mainstream. He cites too often with corporate interests against the individual. He's not the guy who should be nominated. I mean, he's not the guy who should be confirmed. And the same thing with Wayne Allard. Now, I know that there's a great temptation to say, well, wait a minute, you know, my email doesn't matter. They're not going to read this. And I've thought about that many times. But you know what? If enough of us cause enough noise, and what does it take? What it takes is going to their website and filling out a little form and sending the email. If enough of us make enough of a noise, then we can make a difference. Angie Piccioni is going to run against Marilyn Musgrave. So when that contest gets going, then I'll send Angie Piccioni $5. I mean, we need to get busy here. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You there, Paul? 3, 2, 1. Brad in Thornton. Brad, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How are things?
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Real good. I'm the poster guy, by the way.
The poster guy?
Yeah, the Bush poster that I've talked to you about before. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. You know, one of my biggest complaints about this whole Iraqi thing and the fight on terrorism is nobody ever talks about why are we having to fight terrorism. You know, our country in so many respects is so pompous, and we walk around the world and say, you know, we're the greatest country in the world, and all that is a put down to everybody else. And in a lot of respects, we aren't the greatest country in the world. When you have people that are homeless or hungry and all sorts of other things and the things that this Congress is doing to the middle class, we are not the greatest country in the world.
Well, this Congress is talking about saving money, and they're talking about trimming the budget, and what they're really doing is they're really declaring war on the working poor by attacking their health care, by attacking the assistance that they get through food stamps. That's what they're really talking about doing. And then they're talking again about giving tax cuts to the rich once again.
Of course.
And people should definitely see through this, and people should definitely, raise hell about it. And once again, how long does it take to write, Ken Salazar, your congresswoman, an email telling him that you object to what's going on?
That's right. But my point of this whole thing is our policies in the Middle East have been flawed for decades.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree.
And nobody talks about the reasons that there's an insurgency and that there's terrorists around the country. Nobody talks about the fact that our policies are flawed. So what's it going to take to get our policies where they're fair to everybody and not in a win-lose situation where the U.S. has always got to win at the expense of somebody else all the time? That's why there's an insurgency. Nobody ever talks about that, though.
You want to fix the things in the Middle East? Solve the problem between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
That'd be a big part of it.
That would take a lot of anger towards America out of the picture. But
Absolutely. You
know what? What has this White House done in that regard?
Fueled the fire.
Hasn't done anything. I mean, I haven't heard George W. Bush or anybody in this White House talk about the Israeli-Palestinian problem in I don't know how long.
Well, they have no ideas. And that's one of the biggest problems of the Republican Party, and I laugh when they say the Democrats have no ideas. It's the Republicans that have no ideas. Everything is just status quo, don't change anything, don't do this, don't do that. They're gutless people.
Well, they're out to give their friends breaks, there's no question. Hey, man, thank you. Great call.
You bet. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Got three lines open now, 303-713-7600, 313-7600, if you want to jump in on this. And then we'll go to open phones after 9 o'clock. Right now we're talking about how the Democrats make a case against the war and what to do about Iraq in the face of the fact that this White House is is rudderless. And there's George W. Bush down in Panama, waving to the cameras and mugging to the cameras, down there with Laura Bush. Out of Washington D.C., getting away from the cloud that's hanging there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and it's a big one. 303-713-7600, three lines open. We'll take more of your calls coming up. It's 8:42, 18 minutes away from 9 o'clock now on AM 760, Boulders.
It comes with all the trimmings, plus other turkey, ham, and prime rib dinners are available for your holiday feast. Albertsons, helping make your life easier for the holidays.
AM 760's Jay Marvin gets you informed on Referendum Z.
This is talking about Colorado's future. Do we think the best of our fellow Coloradans, or do we think the worst of them? Do more than just vote yourself. Get out and talk to people in your neighborhood about it. Make sure they turn out to vote.
Money, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh,
That's not necessary.
Not necessary?
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U Collets from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
303
and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Forty-six, 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high near 68. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day along the front range. I say to get out the outside. You know, call work and tell them you can't make it. That you want to come hang out with me. All right, 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Democrats, the case for war, and an exit strategy from Iraq. Let's go to Terry in Longmont. Terry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good, Terry. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thanks. You know, I only got a second, so I'm going to have to hang up and just listen. But I wanted to hear you comment on the effort we're actually putting into training these troops in Iraq. If we can train our soldiers in the Army in basic training in 8 weeks and the Marines in 16 weeks, and we've been over there a couple of years, I mean, you know, do the math.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think, you know what, and I've heard people raise this before, why we can't seem to train them. And there's also a problem in getting qualified people. Oh, did he hang up? He hung up. Okay. Well, you can listen to what I have to say on the air. There's also a problem, they claim, with getting qualified people. Now, you know, they went through that debathization process where they let all those people go, all the troops go, you know, SIA, no employment. And now they've come to the conclusion that that may be, in, you know, one of the things about the insurgency. So now they've invited all these people to come back, even though they have to be carefully screened because you don't know. If what ends up happening is you end up getting infiltrators, because they've already found infiltrators in the police department. But why they can't get these people trained, I have no idea. And the problem goes back to the fact that, you know what, you either the press doesn't ask the right questions, or you can't get an answer out of this administration and out of this government to save your life about this stuff. Because they quote all kinds of different figures, and everybody's got a different story, from President Bush, from George W. Bush, all the way down to the generals, Abizade, and the rest of them. They've all got some kind of different answer. Let's go to Randy in Brighton. Randy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, great job. It's always refreshing to hear our side of each issue, because we've had lack of that for the last several years. Several things really quick, or just a few. The comment the gentleman made about exit strategy, province by province, I like the idea simply because it's an idea. There's very little proposed in the way of specifics and in the exit strategy, and it seems to be a reasonable approach. The second thing, I would stay off the White House being rudderless, because that was Rove, and he's down with Cheney in the bunker trying to save their careers and plan their exit strategies. I'd rather have him there than actually back up and trying to steer W. So if we focus on the result of being rudderless, and the absolute ineptitude of the White House, we take back the Senate in the next election, then it starts downhill. The rest of the on-the-fence Republicans, they'll run for cover because if the coattails aren't big enough anymore.
Yeah, but that's you got to, in leaving out the part about rudderless, though, you've got to make a case, I think, that this White House has no plan.
They've
got no plan whatsoever, that they're adrift, and that they can't get their act together.
Absolutely, and the result of that no plan is continued America's best and volunteer young soldiers dying, continued no plan that is actually spoken out loud, therefore has something to judge whether they're doing any good or not. And, you know, the guy's going to be in Panama or wherever he can seek cover until he thinks, or whoever's steering him now, thinks it will blow over or he won't get hard questions during press conferences. So I like the fact that they are rudderless, and that the result is things that we can specifically attack because of that rudderlessness. And then pretty soon, like I said, those on-the-fence Republicans will run for cover, and they'll start going against the White House, and they'll lose their power, and we get that idiot out of there.
Well, there's already tension in the Republican ranks over the whole CIA leakgate thing and the whole Rove situation about how there are those, and it's even inside the administration, there are those inside the administration that think the Rove ought to go.
Oh, absolutely. I think that has been their, you know, they just thought they were golden. You know, that's the thing when you believe your own rhetoric to the point that you're surprised when this happens, and then you just don't know what to say. And then that's where they're at. I just pray for the day Rove is out of our lives and the rest of the crew that comes with him, but. Oh, Lord, I seem to focus on next round of elections. The first time I thought we even have a chance at doing anything, let alone maybe taking back the Senate, but that's got to be the focus, I think, because that will lead itself into the next presidential election.
All right, man, you got it. Hey, thank you. Great call.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Randy in Brighton. Randy, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Oh, that was Randy. Let's go to Jane in Henderson. Jane, hi. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jane.
It's funny that the last caller just mentioned that he's surprised that the Bush White House didn't have an exit plan. Who's surprised by that? I mean, the way they went into the war, saying the soldiers were going to be greeted with flowers and candy and all of this, of course they didn't have an exit plan.
I'm not surprised they don't have an exit plan, but you would think at some point or another,
with
the way the public is reacting, they'd come up with one.
Jay, that's what I say all the time. Gee, you would think that. You know, we always assume that those in Washington running in the country know more than we do and are more on the ball, and I think it's been proven they don't. What I called about, though, is I wanted to say that... looking ahead to 2008?
For the presidential race, 2006 for the congressional.
Yeah. I, in all honesty, could not vote for anyone who voted for the war. I didn't like John Kerry for that very reason. We need somebody with the cojones to stand up and say, this was wrong. Or even if they stood up and said, I voted for it, I was wrong, it was stupid, it was the biggest mistake of my life, forgive me. You know, but they're all trying to justify why they voted for the war. And I like Hillary, but even the fact that she voted for the war would really be a deterrent to me voting
for her. Yeah, she stands by her vote, too.
Yeah, and most of them do. They can't admit that they were wrong. You know, and so get somebody in there who didn't vote for the war, probably somebody that wasn't in Congress, Al Gore, Wesley Clark, somebody like that, you know, somebody with some military experience that could get us out of Iraq, you know, as best we can, now that we've destroyed the country, it's not going to be easy. And like I said, I in all honesty, I could not vote for anyone who voted for the war and is still justifying that vote.
Well, it's going to leave out a lot of Democrats.
Most of them in Congress, anyway.
I mean, it's going to leave out a lot of people. Jane, thank you. Appreciate the call.
All righty. Bye-bye, Jane.
Okay. Let's go to Will in Denver. Will, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. So many issues, so little time.
You got it, pal.
The last caller was talking about how she couldn't vote for anybody who'd voted for the war or at least renounced it. We're starting to see that. I was reading an article over the weekend, and I don't have it in front of me. But one of the reasons that the Democrats launched that closed-door session was that they're admitting they came into some evidence that they finally came into some evidence that the president was lying to them. Not that he was misled or the intelligence was wrong, but that the president was lying to them, and now they can come forward. And a couple of them have started coming forward and saying, I would not vote for the Iraq war now. I voted back then because the president lied to me.
Yeah, Dianne Feinstein is one, and Kerry has hinted at it.
Yes, and that might be the start. And finally, they're starting to... I mean, I spent all of last year. Why didn't John Kerry get up in the debate and say, "Mr. President, I voted for the war because I trusted you, and you lied to me." But you know, if he doesn't, he'd be in a. But the next thing I wanted to talk about a little bit, we're starting to see some of the talking points about the way the Bush administration is rudderless. On Bill Maher the other night, Joe Scarborough was bringing up Reagan. And the fact that Reagan's popularity was very low and he was able to rehabilitate it, suggesting that there's still something, there's still a chance for Bush to rehabilitate his own reputation. But Reagan had two things that Bush doesn't have. Number one, he had Gorbachev. He had a reformer on the other side of the table to step forward and say, you know what, I'm ready to become a reformer myself. Second thing Reagan had was the ability to change his mind.
Yeah, you know, I saw that thing with, I saw Bill Maher's show with Scarborough. First of all, Scarborough came across like he was on amphetamines. That's number one. And number two, yeah, he selectively gives you information. Like he doesn't tell you, and he didn't say to the panel there, and he didn't say to Bill Maher in the audience, that what Ronald Reagan did was, Ronald Reagan got on after Iran-Contra and said, my heart tells me no, but my mind tells me yes, and he apologized for all of that, and his ratings shot up overnight.
Exactly, and... Bush, I'm convinced, is completely incapable of admitting he's wrong or having anybody in his inner circle say, Mr. President, you need to admit you were wrong here. So I don't anticipate that Bush is going to rehabilitate his reputation like Reagan did or like Clinton did. So that's really all I think.
Yeah, you know something? I agree with you because... I agree with you because, you know what, and I was talking about this earlier. Remember that press conference where the reporter says, have you made any mistakes? Do you think he made any mistakes? And he sat there, and he kind of moved back and forth and stumbled around and said, well, I'm sure I've made some, but I can't think of any.
Yeah, exactly. And you can read all kinds of psychological interpretations into that, into his background, into his alcoholism, all that kind of stuff. But he did that during the debates as well. He could not, and he still cannot admit that he has made a mistake. He cannot admit that... For example, that he's upset at Karl Rove for lying to him. I mean, there's a guy who breached national security. He's still in his inner circle. Don't you think that somebody who committed such a grave and stupid damaging act to national security say, you know what, Karl, I just don't trust you anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? I think you're absolutely right. Hey, I got to run, man. Will, thank you. Great call.
All right.
Coming up, open phones. Anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. It's 858. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Say. Commercial Federal. Better banking every day. Member FDIC. Stop by any of our 47 Denver area offices. Some restrictions apply.
Don't miss the Al Franken Show live from the Boulder Theater Wednesday, November 16th. Right here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. The Supreme Court's agreed to hear a challenge to the administration's military tribunals for foreign terror suspects. We're live with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss for the story.
Last year, the High Court said detainees had some rights, so the Pentagon started holding tribunals. Now they are in question, says CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
This is a big step by the U.S. Supreme Court because what the court's saying by taking this case is that it has some questions about the U.S. policy of trying these detainees in Guantanamo Bay and whether that practice violates either international law or the Constitution. So it is indeed a major test for the administration.
And it puts the new Chief Justice John Roberts in an awkward spot because as an appeals court judge, he ruled in this same case that the Bush administration was within its rights. Live in Washington, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
President Bush has traveled from the trade summit in Argentina to trade talks in Panama with that country's president. In Panama City, he vigorously defended U.S. interrogation of suspected terrorists after disclosure the CIA is running secret prisons in foreign countries.
There's an enemy that lurks and plots and plans and wants to hurt America again.
But the president insisted,
any activity we conduct is within the law. We do not torture.
The Senate has passed a measure banning torture over White House objections, and the administration is seeking an exemption for the CIA. A warning from the IRS to one of Southern California's largest churches, All Saints Episcopal in Pasadena. The Los Angeles Times reports the IRS has told the church it could lose its tax-exempt status because of a sermon shortly before last year's presidential election, critical of Bush administration Iraq war policy, says Bob Edgar, General Secretary of the National Council of Churches.
It's interesting to hear the IRS going after All Saints Church. I don't hear the same passion of the IRS going after people like Pat Robertson, who called for the assassination of the president of Venezuela.
And there's been no comment on the report from the IRS. The search has resumed in Indiana and Kentucky communities for survivors of a deadly tornado that smashed a path through the region early yesterday while most people were still asleep and thus had no warning. At least 22 people were killed, and Deputy Sheriff Eric Williams in Vandenberg County, Indiana, says chances of finding more survivors is growing ever slimmer.
We are confident that if somebody was still there, we would have found them.
A U.S. Marine is dead, killed by small arms fire in fighting near Iraq's border with Syria. His is the first confirmed death in the latest offensive targeting insurgent infiltrators. That sweep now in its third day, with at least 36 insurgents killed. Checking the late numbers from Wall Street, Dow Industrial's up about 13 points. The NASDAQ Composite is ahead by 2.5, but the S&P 500 down about 3/4. This is CBS News.
I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and I want to tell you about a new guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, for a limited time, Match.com wants you to have it, free. Give yourself the best shot at the one thing that means everything. Love. Get started today at Match.com with our new guide, free. Visit Match.com for details.
Not since butter and popcorn has there been a combination that rocked the very foundations of entertainment. Until today. Because at CompUSA, we get that combining the latest Sysnet computers with Intel Pentium 4 processors will redefine the way you watch TV, listen to MP3s, and blow up zombies. Come get it for yourself. Sysnet computers with Intel Pentium 4 processors. CompUSA. We got it. We get it.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, some good news. Crews have cleared earlier accidents southbound on I-25. Bad news, still a little slow for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, northbound I-25, have a crash working. It's on the shoulder at Yale and southbound 225. A little sluggish from Parker Road right into the tech center. Now, around town, things thinning out on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. We have a crash working westbound on the turnpike that's sitting at McCaslin. Checking out the forecast, mostly sunny today with
wines. Better wine savings on more wines than anywhere else. Applejack is number one for a reason. Great service, selection, and prices. Why shop anywhere else?
America's favorite progressive is coming to Boulder.
In Boulder at the Boulder Theater.
AM 760 and Be the Change are pleased to welcome Al Franken to the Boulder Theater. Wednesday, November 16th. Tickets for the show are sold out, but there's still a chance to meet Al Franken. Check out am760.net for details. And on Wednesday, November 16th, be sure to tune in when Al broadcasts live from Boulder.
We're coming to you from Boulder,
where the Rocky Mountains meet the Great Plains.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Look for the high today around 68. Got to clear my throat there for a second. Okay. I'll be at that Al Franken broadcast. I'll be there, leave here an hour early and get over there. So hope to see you out there. All right, here's a couple of things before we get into open phones at 303-713-7600. A veteran Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee says he doubts his party will try to block a final vote on Bush's nomination of conservative jurist Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court. Alito, a federal appellate judge, should get a simple up or down majority vote on his appointment, says Senator Joseph Biden. And if you watched ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, he said that yesterday. I don't know. I'm disappointed by that. I'm definitely disappointed by that. There was an article in the New York Times on Saturday, I believe it was, about Alito, that Alito, in his rulings, sides more often than not with corporations against individuals. Biden says, my instinct is we should commit. Playing down the prospects that Democrats will try to begin a filibuster that would require 60 to 100 senators to approve Alito's selection to replace retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Now, Bush and fellow Republicans hold 55 seats. I think the judgment won't be made until the bulk of us have had a chance to actually see Alito and speak to him, but I think probably there is that a vote will happen. And I know a lot of us got worked up when Alito was announced, and I certainly emailed Salazar about it, and also Allard. Lawmakers expressed concern Sunday, and this was an article in the Washington. Chuck Hagel, who's a Republican and a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said that the government's expanded power highlights the risk of balancing national security against individual rights. It does point out how dangerous this can be, said Chuck Hagel, who also appeared on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. And Biden said we should be looking at this, Senator Joseph Biden said we should be looking at it very closely. He said if this is not abuse, it's very close to being abuse. How would you like that? And finally, how about this one? From the Los Angeles Times, Roe security clearance widely questioned. An intelligence analyst temporarily lost his top security clearance because he faxed his resume using a commercial machine. An employee of the Defense Department had her clearance suspended for months because a jilted boyfriend called to say she might not be reliable. An Army officer who spoke publicly about intelligence failures before September 11th attacks had his clearance revoked over questions about a $67 in personal charges to a military cell phone. But in the White House, where Karl Rove is under federal investigation for his role in the exposure of a covert CIA officer, the longtime advisor to President Bush continues to enjoy full access to government secrets. See a little of double standard there? All right, let's go to the phones and go to Lance in Littleton. Lance, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Really enjoy your show. The reason I'm calling... I'd like to give my opinion on why I feel the war is justified. Over the years, listen to talk show hosts, really enjoy them, listen to the media, listen to both the Republicans and the Democrats, and I've pretty much come to the conclusion everybody has their own opinions, their own spin on things. What I've gone to for my opinion, and the stuff's on the web, you know, on the, available on the Internet, I've gone to the Internet, and I have looked directly at the documents.
What documents?
I go to the UN website. I looked at the resolutions that the UN gave to Hussein and things over the past. I looked at the – back in 91, Hussein was asked to give a accounting of – it was a 1,400-page document done in, I think it was April 9th of 2001, of an accounting of all his armaments, everything that he had as far as biological armaments, etc. Then in December 7th of 2002, he had to give another accounting of what he had in stockpiles and things like that. In going over those documents, there were hundreds of tons of unaccounted, by, and again, this is directly off his documents, hundreds of tons of nerve agents, gases, etc., that were not accounted for. And this is directly from Hussein and his advisors, number one.
Yeah, but that's not according to people like Scott Ritter, who worked in Iraq.
You know what?
And said that they weren't there.
You know what?
That it had been destroyed and diminished.
You know what? It's directly from Hussein.
Do you trust Saddam Hussein?
That's like saying that
the information on the war is directly from the mouth of Karl Rove. Do you trust what Saddam Hussein says, or do you trust somebody who was there and can verify indeed what went on?
And again, this is how I form my opinion.
Well, so you just don't want to hear that, okay?
No.
Yes. You just don't want to hear it, man. You don't want to hear it. You want to make a case. You know what? First of all, let me point out two things to you.
Okay.
Number one. Conservatives do nothing but diss the UN on a constant basis. I mean, Joe Scarborough was doing it on Bill Maher's show on Friday night. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to come to us and tell us that you endorse what the UN is saying?
No, that's number one.
Yeah. And number two, why would you believe anything that Saddam Hussein would ever say? Do you think that he's a guy who is prepositioned to tell the truth about anything?
Jay, what I'm trying to do is to go directly to the documents. Without anybody's spin, go directly to the documents that were provided. Okay, you know, whether Bush was lying or not, and I have, you know what, I think Bush probably was misinforming on things, because just as anybody that has an agenda, which everybody does, I do, you do, everybody does, you look at the documents and the information that is given, you put your spin, and I'm not saying you, people put their spin on it. So I think, and the information is available on the internet in the rawest form.
Yeah, but you know something? Once again, the source is unreliable. Number two, there were countries in the UN that opposed us going in, France and other countries who realized that there was still time for the inspectors to work, that containment and inspections were working, and that Saddam Hussein had a lot of those weapons destroyed, and people who were over there, who were working in the inspections, reported back the same thing. But you know what? This administration didn't want to listen to that. You know, when Mohammed al-Baradei made the same comment, the head of the Atomic Energy Agency, the Bush administration tried to move to have him fired.
I'm not going to ramble here. Let me just kind of go through my things real quick, and then, you know. So, again, and this is just my opinion, there was a delta of hundreds of tons of unaccounted for, you know, within that 11-year period from his documents. Okay, I found that. There were a number of things, for instance, that he did not comply with. He was supposed to keep his missile capability to within 150 kilometers, and he had capabilities of what they state of up to 10,000 kilometers.
That turned out not to be true.
Okay, well, if not, I even got that far again.
No, it turned out to be absolutely false.
Okay, well, if so, then I'm inaccurate there. But the thing is, we have this fanatic, which everybody agrees, that did not account for, you know, he had the ability here to say, hey, you know what, this is where all the crap is, and he didn't. So you got a fanatic that couldn't account for hundreds of tons of this stuff. You know, anyway, that's the first thing. Second thing is, right now, energy in the world is oil, whether we like it or not. And again, economics is going to drive the fact that when we change oil, and it's, you know, everybody would like to have solar stuff. But I feel right now we need stability in that part of the country.
Oh, we certainly have got stability there, don't we? This administration is so off balance that there was an article this weekend in the New York Times that the constant hectoring of Syria, and that if too much pressure is put on Syria, that Assad could tumble there, and that you'll have instability there that's worse than Iraq. Yet this administration won't listen to the facts and won't back off. You know, and this whole thing about oil, Well, you know something? You may think that...
Talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie...
Hi.
...we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the sports column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted sports column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Of any vehicle that you're interested in looking at. Rocky's Autos is there to help you get the car that you want, or the truck, or the minivan, or the SUV. And they've got a lot to choose from and a lot to compare. So unlike some dealerships where you only look at one or two lines of cars, they've got them all. They've got everything you can think of out there. And the inventory is huge, over 600 vehicles right there on the lot for you to choose from. And good people to help you out, too, like Marvin L. Shear and Darla and Freddie Labrato and all the people working out there, Colby and the Tower of Power, they're all really, really good people. Rocks today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Live, local, and left, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, good morning, it's It's 9:21, 21 minutes after 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high near 68. You know, the other thing, too, in reference to that last caller, you ever notice, too, that the neocons, and I'm not accusing him of being one, but the neocons constantly bring up this whole thing about how, well, Saddam Hussein is irrational, he was a madman, he was Adolf Hitler, blah, 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 on and on and on and on and on. But when it comes to North Korea and Kim Jong-il, we wouldn't think about going in there, would we? Now, does he have nuclear weapons? They're developing them, and they may already have them. Is he a madman? Absolutely. Are the people of North Korea oppressed? You betcha. But we won't go near them. We'll try to screw them through economic sanctions, doing things like cutting off oil exports to them. We tried that at one point. And people in that country are starving. But, you know, economic sanctions and trying to, you know, get into six-party talks with the North Koreans, okay, it works there, but it just couldn't work in Iraq, could it? Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. I just want to bring up two things regarding pundits right now. I saw that Bill Marshall with Scarborough on there, and yeah, he was unhinged. But the only thing I think he said on there that made sense, and it tells you how serious an offense this whole issue with the leak is, he himself said if this had happened in 1998 with Clinton and someone in his administration, there would have been a lynch mob. And when the conservatives, you're getting conservatives now who can't defend this administration anymore, that's a big sign that this thing is gonna really hit the fan.
So you think this is the tipping point?
When you've got their strongest supporters not able to defend them anymore and admit, hey, you know what this did when these guys leaked and put our national security in danger. I mean, you can't defend that. And I think that was the only thing I think that Scarborough said that was made any sense that night.
Yeah, and he's kind of a maverick, because if you look at the right-wing spin machine and if you look at their talking points, and I was talking about this Friday when I sat in for Ed Schultz. Mm-hmm. You know, you have people like Deborah Orrin of the New York Post, and Joseph DiGiannova, I think is his name, the conservative lawyer, who appear on the media, and they all use the same thing to attack Joe Wilson. Well, his wife sent him, like that's somehow supposed to rob his credibility, even though she didn't send him, nobody was charged with the crime of espionage or leaking the name, so that there's no underlying crime, and they keep going on and on with all of this BS. They keep trying to, trying to defend the administration, defend Dick Cheney, and to some degree, trying to let Scooter Libby off the hook.
Well, and on the flip side of it, Ann Coulter, in her article last week, was going off about how the Democrats were expecting to get Fitzmas, referring to Fitzgerald, and all they got were Libby and some perjury charge that was personal, I quote, and had nothing to do with the administration. But for years, all she did was just blast Clinton for having a personal relationship with an intern and lying about it.
Oh, no question. She's a hypocrite.
Oh, big time. Big time. But, yeah, those are two things I want to bring up. And I really think that this leak is going to really send things our way.
Well, I hope so. I really do. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right. Take care.
All right, I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones, whatever it is you want to talk about. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Harry in Boulder. Harry, hi, you're on.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Outstanding. I'm glad to hear it. Again, I'd like to bring the a little refreshment from the conservative picture. There's a lot of people in the conservative element of this country who look at George Bush and his criminal cabal in D.C. and want to puke. Since this is open lines, it's nice to be able to talk about something just besides the war. Yeah, it's a big problem, and what's the big solution? Good God knows. I don't have the answer to that. We've got to look at the entire structure, not only of the administration, but what they're doing to this country. They're destroying the middle class of this country. It's like they've declared war on the middle class of this country. Okay, factories moving out of the country, jobs moving out of the country. They can't take care of our own border situation. We've got troops stationed in 130 countries, and yet we're spending money faster than it can be printed.
Well, most conservatives would disagree with the administration and the fact that they have spent money like a drunken sailor.
Well, you know, for years and years, we've complained about how the Dems have been spending money, and this administration makes the Dems look like a bunch of paupers.
Well, they have recklessly spent a lot, but you know what? That's what happens when you try to prosecute a major war, cut taxes on the top 1-2%, try to run the government with all of this, while not taking in any revenue. And this budget reduction thing that they got floating around in Congress, that's floating around in the Senate, they're going to give, I forget what the figure is, 70 million, or I can't remember, more tax cuts to the rich. Meanwhile, where they're going to trim the budget is, they're going to attack working poor families who need subsistence to survive, both in their health care and also in food stamps and other things, and they're going to pass on all of this to the lower middle class and the middle class as well. And it's thievery.
Absolutely, Jay. Well, something I was brought to my attention over the weekend, after Hurricane Katrina, after all the citizens of New Orleans were moved out and were without an income because their jobs and businesses were destroyed, they brought companies like Halliburton and their subsidiaries, hired a bunch of illegal aliens to come in and work for nothing. Now they're not even paying these people and treating them shabbily. Of course, they shouldn't even be here, but that's a different story. But yet the folks who were longtime residents of New Orleans, are on the public dole and without any source of income because they were moved out of the area, and they should be the first ones who had the chance at getting some decent paying jobs to rebuild their communities.
Well, I agree. I mean, first of all,
what the heck is this Bush cabal thinking of? I don't know. I think they're padding their own pockets is all they're doing.
Well, first of all, the administration suspends the Davis-Bacon Act, then is forced to retreat on that and go back. And yeah, they bust all those illegal aliens working there. I agree. The White House has done a terrible job on that too, and that's probably part of the opinion poll problem. Harry, thank you, man. I got to run. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.
And that frees up a line at 303-713-7600. It's 9:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic from Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with a couple issues for the ride. Northbound I-25 have a wreck on the shoulder near Yale, then another one slowing you down approaching Colfax.
Thousands less is how they survived two wrecks, so get your loaded 04 Explorer today for just $14.9. Only on Freeway 4 did I-25.
And truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Morty, the American Equity Mortgage Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sure, go ahead.
Robert Byrd, Bush War Plant Line in Providence, said in the beginning, you know, October 4th, 2002, that... let me back over this real quick, just a little bit that's important, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The resolution before us today is not only a product of haste, it is also a product of presidential hubris. He's talking about the Bush Doctrine, okay?
Right.
This resolution is breathtaking in its scope. It redefines the nature of defense and reinterprets the Constitution to suit the will of the executive branch. It will give the presidential blanket authority to launch a unilateral preemptive attack on a sovereign nation that is perceived to be a threat to the United States. This is an unprecedented and unfounded interpretation of the president's authority under the Constitution, not to mention the fact that it stands the Charter of the United Nations on its head. And he goes on to say...
Well, he definitely was against the war. He definitely was against the Bush policy, that's for sure.
The historical record indicates that the United States has never to date engaged in a preemptive military attack against another nation, nor has the United States ever attacked another nation militarily prior to its first having been attacked or prior to U.S. citizens or interests first.
Well, we lost him in the middle of all that. All right, let's go to Loretta and Aurora. Loretta, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I think people are forgetting some things, and it's kind of weird how people hear something and they pass it off as, he didn't really mean that. in September 2001, after debating with Clinton, the cameras kept rolling on one of the channels, I think it was ABC, and Bush was standing out there pompously.
Which Bush are you talking about here?
George, our president now.
Well, he didn't debate Clinton. Clinton wasn't running. Are you talking about Al Gore?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Anyway, he was standing out there, and he was talking, and he says, when I'm elected president, we're going to get rid of all entitlements. We're going to get rid of Saddam Hussein. We're going to take this country back and get rid of this ineffective government. And he said that, and it was broadcast on television in 2001. And then when he was elected, and the second time when we had 9/11, he says, well, let's get on with it. And he says, at that time, they had been plotting since 1998 to put together this little cabinet that was a secret cabinet in the White House.
No, they were open about it. It was called the Project for the New American Century.
You think they were open about it?
Yeah, they said they spelled out right there exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to go after Iraq.
Well, they took the information from Reagan and the list that were made of all the weaponry that was given to Iraq at that time when they were over there trying to stir things up. And they took that list, and that's the list that the U.N. inspectors, according to Bill Ritter in 1995, said that... That's the list that they followed to try and determine how many weapons had been destroyed. So when Bush took office, he sealed all those presidential records so that we're not supposed to know, but they've already been in the public so long that there's too many copies to hide. And I think the really scary part of this whole thing is that when Bush was asked, why are you doing this? What about the consequences of this? He says, it really doesn't matter. And they said, why? And they said, because the world's coming to an end and it just won't matter.
Well, I don't ever remember him saying that. I know there are people who speculated on that, that
no,
he's got that end times philosophy, but I don't remember him ever saying that.
Amy Goodman's show, broadcast on Free Speech TV, showed this, and Kucinich was part of that discussion when he said this. And
she actually show him saying it?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Where was the speech?
You know, Amy Goodman's website, Democracy Now! .org, has a list of all of these things and the videos connected with them. And if you ask for that, I'm pretty sure they could bring it up.
All right, I'll definitely go check it out. Loretta, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. 938 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Yeah, I'd heard that his Christianity was a major driving force in his outlook on the world, and that's also mentioned in the that Brent Scowcroft article that I keep talking about that was in The New Yorker a couple of weeks ago, that's how he sees things. And also Condoleezza Rice is right in there, too, with her religion heavily influencing how she views things. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Mike.
I have a couple of things. First off, you know, everybody's talking about how bad a guy Saddam is. There's no question that's true. But, you know, during the Iran-Iraq war, he was our buddy then, and everything seemed to be okay because he was keeping the Iranians and the religious fundamentalists in check.
Oh, yeah, there were pictures, you know, you've seen those pictures of Rumsfeld shaking his hand.
Right, right. And he was our buddy when he was using gas and biological agents on the Iranians and on the Kurds. Then he was still our buddy. And he was still our buddy when Rumsfeld was working with him. So it seems to me pretty hypocritical that this administration now turns around after we supported Saddam for probably decades and decides that he's a bad guy when we knew for the last 30, 35, 40 years probably that he was doing what he was doing, but we supported him in it because he's been the religious fundamentalism in check in the Middle East.
Yeah, you know what? I agree 100%. And all of a sudden, we turn on a dime, and he's like the worst thing going. And we don't apply that standard to other people in the world, like I pointed out before. I mean, you know, North Korea is a human rights disaster. That government is crazy, And they do have nuclear weapons. And this White House basically, well, you know, we're going to deal in the six-party talks.
Right.
I mean, so we got one standard for Saddam, and we have another standard for North Korea. But you know what the fact is? The reason we have the standard for Saddam is because these people wanted to go in there. They wanted to set up a democracy, and they were under the naive belief that that democracy would then cascade over to other Arab countries.
Right. And you were talking earlier about pre-war intelligence. There was an interesting article in the New York Times that was talking about the pre-war assessment, and it was done by the Defense Intelligence Agency, and I don't know if you had the opportunity to read that.
Yeah, I saw it.
But the Defense Intelligence Agency came out with an assessment of the Iraqis' capabilities, and it told the Bush administration long before the war, one, that there would be a huge insurgency, two, that they really weren't a threat. And my guess is that this wasn't shown to the because it was just declassified not so long ago. My guess is they didn't show this to the Congress or to the Senate.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to know. I'd like to know if they ever did.
I'm betting that they didn't, because that was a scathing. DIA is pretty independent. Defense Intelligence Agency, they're fairly independent. And they were, I mean, they were like, we knew then that there were no problems. So when you talk about the Democrats defending themselves as it relates to, you know, our voting for the war, they didn't tell us the truth. They did hide the information. There is no question they hid the information. And when Democrats speak up and say, yeah, we voted for it because we believed the man, but we find out now that he lied to us. So
well,
no,
they need to stand up and speak more like that. Hey, Mike, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, take care.
All right, good one. And there's a defense intelligence article that was in the New York Times Saturday. Yesterday, I'm sorry, about the fact that they had this Al-Qaeda operative, this high-up Al-Qaeda operative, who told them that Saddam Hussein was helping them out. And then later the DIA told them that was a lie, but the administration kept running with it anyway. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Three lines open on the phones. Let's talk. It's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600, 942, 18 minutes in front of 10 on AM 760 Boulder.
Table Mesa Drive and Foothills in Boulder and Santa Fe and Hampton. Learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090.
It's the ultimate guys weekend. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for the third annual Stevenson Automotive Gears, Games, and Gadgets. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. Stop by the AM 760.
For the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6 meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and photo show are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I don't know, though, about the war powers or their political clout. I think I think unless they do something, they're losing their political clout now. A recent survey shows that if given the chance, if the election were held today, a majority of people would put Democrats in Congress, not Republicans. So their political capital is going down along with the White House's.
Yes, well, you know, when you get close to the election, there was stated that there's 5 major corporations in this country that disseminate 90% of everything we hear in the media. And when it gets closer to the election, they usually use this media to spin all their problems, and they say that we're wartime president and wartime this and that, and the people sort of buy into it.
Well, that's why we put on Paul Waldman every Tuesday. We'll have him on again tomorrow to take these lies and take these lies and pull them apart.
Well, I certainly appreciate what you do, Jay. You do a fine job. And the main thing also that I'm concerned about is the unemployed. And that's what hurt George the First, you know, when he got out of the war in Iraq. He had to deal with the economy, and he was unable to do that.
You know, the other thing, though, that hasn't been brought up this morning either, how long can we keep those men and women over there?
Well, they're family people. They're citizen soldiers, and they have families. And if you look at some of the people that are dying over there, they're master sergeants that are 49 years old. You know, I mean, you have to understand these people are citizen soldiers. They're not. They weren't ever designed to be frontline military people.
No, we're gonna run all this into the ground.
Yes, but that was my comment, Jay, and I appreciate what you do.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
Let's go to Michelle in Denver. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm great. You know, I heard the comments about the end times theology, and I wanted to point out that Ronald Reagan at one point told one of the news magazines that Armageddon is rapidly approaching, and James Watt believes that his generation is the last generation before the end times, before the second coming. So, therefore, he and folks like him justify the exploitation of the environment and the selling off of public lands.
Yeah, I have heard that about James Watt and people surrounding him.
Well, he testified that Christ will return when the last tree is felled in the 80s, remember, before a congressional committee. So this is a very strong... this is strongly embraced by the right wing, or the religious right, and it has been for a long time. And I wanted to tell you, Jay, that I'm going to be in Boulder tonight at the Left Hand Bookstore talking about my book, Democracy Under Assault.
Oh, good for you.
About the unholy alliances on the right. and the language that is undermining our democracy.
Oh, that's so great.
So I invite you. It'll be at 7 o'clock tonight.
Who publishes your book?
Soul Ventures Press.
Oh, well, how do people get a hold of it?
It's in the bookstores. It's available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and it's in the libraries, and anybody can order it. Any of the bookstores can order it.
And what's the title of it again?
There's a website, theopolitics.com, where there's more information and a full chapter outline in that. But the name of the book is Democracy Under Assault, A Theopolitics, Incivility, and Violence on the Right.
All right. Well, very good. And that's at the Left Hand Bookstore in Boulder tonight.
At 7. Yeah.
Well, I'd be there, except 7 o'clock's my bedtime.
I know. Bless your heart.
I know, because I got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know. I feel for you, Jay.
All right. Well, listen, Michelle, call back and call anytime.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Sure. You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right. Get out to the Left Hand Bookstore tonight at 7, and you can hear Michelle talk about her book. And it sounds pretty interesting. Let's go to Annie in Boulder. Annie, hi. You're on AM 760.
Are you there, Jay?
Yeah, I'm sure am.
Hi. Two things, 2 points real quick. Going into the war in Iraq, Bush said real early on, this is a direct quote, I think Iraq floats on a sea of oil.
Right.
I guess that doesn't spell it all out right there, you know, and despite all the other reasoning that he has and all the religious fanaticism and stuff. And then this is a real big issue, and I hear you talk about it a lot, about drawing down, and people call in, and, you know, when are we going to draw down, how are we going to draw down, and do they have an exit strategy? And I find that it's very important that there are bases being built over there. And I talked to a young sergeant at a party here in Boulder, a friend's son who had come back. And this was several years ago now, and he said, you know, we had no good reason for being over there, and do you know that they're building 24 bases there?
Yeah, you know, I've heard that too, and that's another one of these things where, another one of those things where you can't get an honest answer either way out of this administration or out of anybody connected with it, that what are those bases about? Do we intend to have a permanent installations there?
Well, this was coming from the horse's mouth, and I can tell you, we plan to have an installation there. I mean, how can you build bases? Look at Germany. You know how many bases we have in Germany? There are going to be bases built there, and draw down, you know, okay, some foot soldiers, bring them home. There are going to be people there. They're augering in. You know, they're going to stay there for a long, long time. They want to hold the oil, you know, as long as they can. I mean, it's, I don't know. I get my news from a lot of sources, and I think it's painfully obvious that that's what we're doing. And I also heard about one of the most expensive embassies ever built that we are building or have built. Now, is that, do you know about that?
Yeah, I've heard that story too.
I mean, you know, okay, gee, your tax dollars at work were, and what people are thinking we're actually going to draw down when we have an enormously, you know, multi-million dollar, billion-dollar embassy and bases being built there. So that's my comment, and I hope that somebody proves me wrong, but...
Well, you know, I think your thing about the oil is right on target, but I also think there's something else going on there, which is what I mentioned earlier, which is that these people, and I'm talking about Bush, Cheney, Wolfowitz, Douglas Fife, there's a whole group of them, Libby's in there. They really believed, Condoleezza Rice, they really believed that they could go in there and establish a Jeffersonian democracy, and that would catch fire and spread around the Middle East. They really believe that, despite the fact that people with foreign policy experience told them no. I mean, Colin Powell told them, you know what, Mr. President, if you break it, you own it. The elder Bush tried on numerous occasions to arrange meetings between his son and Brent Scowcroft and James Baker and others to try to get them to talk to him, to tell him that there was not a feasible plan. And Bush ignored him and wouldn't do it.
Well, to think that there's anything altruistic in any one of those people's brains, including Condoleezza Rice, I mean, I would love that to be proven right. But I find that hard to believe. I think that greed and avarice are their main, you know.
Well, yeah, that may be part of it, too. But, no, they've harbored, here's the thing, they've harbored these views. They've had these views, many of them, since they've been in college. They've had these views for years. And they outlined it in the Project for the New American Century, which you can go online and read.
Right.
I mean, it's there. I mean, they talked about it. I mean, Bush openly sat there in 2000 and lied to all of us during that debate when he said, well, I'm not into nation building, when he knew exactly what he was going to do.
Right. So, yeah, it's not democracy for them. It's democracy for us because that just opens markets so that we can, you know,
right.
capture the market. Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a, yeah, it's a, the export of capitalism and quote-unquote open markets and a democratic society in which we can influence, which there's no question there, and that we can have control over. And it's backfired and blown up in their faces. And here's something else that doesn't get reported too much in the media. The current government that's in place, which this administration brags about, okay,
yeah.
they have strong ties to Iran.
Exactly.
Because a lot of these guys lived in exile in Iran before they came back when Saddam fell. They have strong ties to Iran. Now, we've got a problem with Iran. What is this administration thinking? You know?
Well, what they do and what they say are completely different things. So
I agree. Hey, thanks for a great call.
Hey, thanks again, Jay.
Okay, you got it. I mean, they do. They have ties with Iran. Plus this Constitution that they talked about passing. Oh, that was a big deal, wasn't it? Well, it had a clause in there that the Constitution could be rewritten later. So it wasn't as clean and as these people say it was. As a matter of fact, Ahmad Shalabi, who fed all of that bad information to the Pentagon, and was such a darling of the neocons prior to the war, and was also feeding all that crap to Judy Miller of the New York Times, so that in essence what was happening to Judy Miller was she was getting ambushed twice on this. I'm not saying she's not responsible, but what she would do is she would get this stuff from Ahmad Shalabi, then she would turn around and she would rush off and call Scooter Libby, and Libby would say,